Hey, Good Fox here. Today we got Mutt Men episode 121, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing perfectly wonderful. And our guest this week is Mr. Special, Mr. Amazing MMG. How you doing, bud?
Mr. Special, I like that name. I'm going with that.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. You ever have any other nicknames?
Papa Meegs, MMG. And I think that's Daddy, but Only your wife. Other than that,
I got you. The banter started early. All right, fine.
Here we go.
I like it. Hey, Tex, what's your message this week for us?
A text message this week. Going through the Rolodex.
Ooh, is that a play on words? Like a text message?
Yeah.
A text message?
Yeah, we got one for Fox, too. We got Fox Tales, but Fox never actually partakes in Tales, so.
This is the first time hearing about this.
What are you talking? Wow. This guy's just like five. This is a while ago.
I like this. You guys are creative.
Anywho, so we went out to Pueblo this past week to go out partying to this place. And let me tell you how this whole night went. We get there to hang out with these two chicks. These two chicks are sloppy drunk. And so at that point, as a man, you can't. I'm telling you guys right now, don't be out here trying to talk to stupid drunk chicks, because it just doesn't go nowhere. And so they messed with the entire night, because it could have been a fun night, but they were both too drunk. And you know Fox and Imagery knows as well. You don't mess with drunk chicks like that. That's not how that works. So that's my text message.
Week, weren't you talking about how you didn't take a drunk chick home when you could have?
Yeah.
So
wow, you white knight, you're a dude, bro.
And the thing about it was that's adds to this whole text message thing is they really wanted to go back to the place. So I'm like, this is not how this works. Like, if we get drunk together, different story. But like, I feel weird.
Oh, you were sober.
We got there at 11, and they were both gone.
Sheesh. Yeah, from what I've heard about drinking from the movies, because I'm 20, that's you definitely made a good call there.
I just didn't get it, man. Go ahead, Fox.
Yeah, I was messaging MMG earlier today about this, and he said he was on a boat, and I figured he was on like one of those booze crews or what's that? What's that one with Lake Titicaca that the Minnesota Vikings were on?
What? Oh, that's what you were talking about. Okay.
No,
yeah,
but
I don't know what they called that.
We pulled them off a kayak in the ocean for this podcast. How baller is that? Yeah,
it was pretty cool.
Yeah, what were you doing out in the ocean on a kayak?
Shark fishing.
Bullshit, you were hiding a body.
Well, that too.
Okay.
Well, that's how you go shark fishing. It's like chumming the water.
There it is. I like it.
Nice.
Sharks eat dead bodies.
So when you've heard of the drinking in the movies, MMG, what's your opinion of drunk females and you being sober? Do you just try to catch up really quick?
Oh, God, absolutely not. You respect that female and you safely put her in her bed.
Yeah, and then leave.
Boom. Facts. And then leave, yeah.
I feel like
problems.
Okay, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I've ever seen a movie where that's happened.
No.
So I can't really even play along with this.
You ever seen a movie?
I don't think they even do that in the movies.
No.
What do they do in the movies by you, MMG?
Bro, I don't even. I can't. Can you even think of a movie where there's even a scene like that? The joke is really deflating itself. I can't think of a movie where that's ever happened.
What about the movies on your YouTube channel, the vlogs?
Oh, those are movies? Well, I certainly don't drink in those, so I can loophole this. When I was in Greece, it was legal to drink. Well, all of Europe, it was legal to drink, because drinking age is 18. So in those instances, I don't think I was ever sober. So I couldn't tell you from firsthand experience how I would have dealt with it if I was the one sober person in the group.
Uh-huh. I would like to say, let me go to your MMG, which one is it? I've definitely seen beer cans in your vlogs before. The final party of the year from 2 months ago.
Why are you calling me out like this, Gut Fox?
I'm literally going to take a screen grab.
You're putting me on the spot right now, bro. Stop.
This is kind of cross-stitching right now, Fox. We don't appreciate it.
Yeah. All right, fine. All right, we'll move on. So, talking about somebody maybe getting drunk with power, or I don't know what happened. There was a very suspicious line put out today by EA about them mutually separating, or not separating, but Carlos Guerrero, the the person that took over for the person above Rex. So Rex was a creative director. This was the, I think, the senior producer of Madden. I forgot his exact title, but so he was in charge of Madden going forward, and he ended up getting fired by EA. We don't know what, like, for something to something this drastic to happen within a couple months of being hired. There's a lot of speculation out there about what it was, because it's generally like something like a huge workplace violation, you know, either sexual harassment, you punched a dude, or maybe you're stealing from the company, something like that. So maybe Carlos has a coin site is what we're thinking on Twitter. And was MMG? Let me just ask you this question: was Carlos Guerrero your coin site sponsor this past year?
Trick question. I didn't have a coin site sponsor.
Texas? How about you?
No, maybe. These guys run through aliases, man. You never know. It might be like the guy that's behind the guy that's in front of the guy, you know?
Yeah.
One of those types of situations.
Could be. Yeah, he was just the front. Yeah, he was a front man. So we don't exactly know what, and I don't think we'll ever find out why he got fired, but it's just kind of an interesting situation. 2 months into his career at EA, and he got fired. So, like, you work your entire life for, like, to become, like, the lead of a franchise, especially as big as Madden, and it's all over within 2 months. I mean, it's kind of tragic in a way, too. It depends on what he does. And but I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Texas, and his short reign, and if it has any effect on Madden going forward?
I mean, it had to be bad enough to where they were willing to just, I guess, because his vision was Madden 21, would assume, like, his hand stuff, like, all the stuff he wanted to get into the game was going to be in next year's game, since his game was pretty much done when he got there. So, like, for them to be like, you know what? Yeah, you did, like, whatever you did is worthy enough to where you get fired and you want to get to work on what your vision was for this next upcoming game. Like, something foul had to have happened. But I don't know. This might be a good thing. It's mostly because, like, we might end up getting the guy that we probably want more honesty from back. We can get better interviews for the podcast with Rex.
Oh, Rex not going back.
You don't know that, because Rex on Twitter, he tweeting him about the NCAA. We made Madden together once. Yeah, remember? Like, he's that lost, like, he's the boyfriend that got broken up with that keeps kind of serenading his old girl back, and now this is not a nice opportunity because the boyfriend that they had was a criminal, essentially. So this might be a good thing for everybody in place. And also, it may be a better thing for CFM guys, because I remember in one of the interviews, Carlos talked about how the CFM guys are never pleased. And I'm like, that's kind of not the word you want to say when this community has been neglected for the past, like, 15 years, it feels like.
So, oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel you with CFM. And I mean, I think some of Carlos's words in that interview kind of got a little twisted. Not that it makes a lot of it matters right now, but so, like, he was just putting together his five-year vision. Rex had his five-year vision. Like, is 2020 basically screwed? And no, not the TV show, Madden 2020. MMG, what do you think?
I think it's such a difficult conversation to have because of the jargon we're using. I don't even... What is Rex Dixon's role, and what does he actually do? I have no idea what this guy's role is in actually making decisions or actually coding or actually... I literally have no idea what he does. I know that he is the, as it's called, the senior producer or the senior director. It's a high up position, but what power does he have? I would love to just sit here and just shit on Rex for, like, the fact that I personally believe very, very little has been done to Madden since, like, Madden 04.
Yeah.
I guess in comparison to something like 2K, which is leaps and strides if you were to go back to the old games, I feel like not too much has really been done. So, I mean, who do we point that blame at? Rex has been doing it for like 12 years, right?
Yeah,
is that his fault? Or does he really not make that many decisions? So,
Rex,
I have no idea.
Rex was let go earlier this summer, or at least we found out about it. He's been gone, I think, for a while, but we found out about it a few months ago. But yeah, he's been in charge for many years. And then this Carlos Guerrero kind of took over around that same time. He's been on staff for maybe a half year, maybe a little bit more than that, 9 months. But we found out about it, you know, just shortly after Rex is leaving. But like, what's up?
Like, just, like, takes over what, though? You know,
like, so basically Rex was in charge of the gameplay. He was in charge of Mutt. He was in charge of basically everything in the Madden franchise except for competitive Madden. That went through Matt Markow, through a whole other, like, wing of EA. So, like, Carlos Guerrero kind of took over for that. He was technically Rex's boss, but then the guy who did what the hell is that? Long shot. Took yeah. He and, ugh. Yeah, so Michael Young took over for Rex.
Throw that guy off a cliff. Throw him straight off a cliff.
Onto a bouncy house, because we don't endorse murder on this podcast. Dude. Stop.
Wait. Am I not allowed to? Because I would... Fine. Bouncy.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Long shot's the stupidest thing ever.
I agree.
Such a waste of time, resources, and everything. And I guess if it was Rex for the 12 years who did have that, then I am pumped. I don't care if it's Carlos Guerrero. I don't really care who it is. I do keep making the 2K reference, and it's very possible that they just have a lot more resources to throw at it. But since, you know, whenever they've got incredibly expansive career mode, like a real career mode that you can play. They've got Park. They've got those VC games you can play in Park. They've got Ultimate Team. They've got really, really good franchise. I used to play 2K franchises like over and over and over. The simming's really fast. It's very expansive. You can do so much. You see people make those rebuild videos, and there's so many angles you can take at it. So if it's not Rex, I'm honestly pumped, because I think they work at turtle speed in terms of actually improving things.
Yeah, it is. So, it will be interesting. So we're getting Longshot 2 this year, and we know how much significant of resources they've pumped into Longshot 2 now.
What? There's a Longshot 2?
Yeah.
Why would you put any money towards that?
He went overseas and just didn't check the internet at all. They discussed the Longshot 2 with Devin Wade. He'll be the Cowboys.
Why don't you let me play in high school, play in college, and then play in the NFL as my custom created halfback that I can shit on kids with? Why is there a Longshot mode? Dude, I'm so pissed. I had no idea there's Longshot 2. Even thinking that, even if half of a human's brain power was put from an EA worker into Longshot or Longshot 2, I am pissed off. Why, dude? There's so many things you could do to this game that isn't Longshot. I'm so pissed. You guys go ahead. Say whatever you want.
Yeah, I don't want to add more fuel to the fire for you, MMG, but I have good sources that says a significant portion of EA's resources for Madden went into Longshot.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yo. You know what it is? What? It's a cheap-ass cop to get people to rebuy, because it actually is something different. Like,
yeah.
You could funnel $1 billion into improving the gameplay and doing all that stuff, but it's not going to make people want to buy Madden 19 after having 18, because it's really just a roster update. So it's smart, and there's definitely a reason to throw the money at it, but that is so frustrating.
Yep. Didn't Rex last year, Fox, correct me if I'm wrong, talk about how a lot of the Mutt team had to work on Longshot 2? Because that's where a lot of the resources went. They spent a lot of their resources on a game mode
that is
people
so
don't play much of.
Did you guys play it?
I didn't finish it.
Yeah, so I've
never opened it.
I played it all the way through, and in the end, like, I think it was well done. You can see that it was, you know, like a well done mode. But here's the thing: it was only 4 hours long, and basically, I put over 1,000 hours every year into Madden. So I want them putting the most care into the 1,000 hours of game time I'm gonna get in versus like 4 hours of game time that I'm gonna forget a couple weeks later.
You're so right. That's why it's a cop out buy. It has no replay value. There's no building. There's no anything. It's just like, oh, this is new. Then maybe I will buy this copy of Madden.
And that's why I continue to call the Telltale like a worst Telltale game. Like, this would have came out 5 years before Telltale existed, before they started doing The Walking Dead and start doing Guardians of the Galaxy or Batman. This would be a cool mode, but they're competing against other studios who are doing what they try to do much better and with a head start, with consequences and choices you can make.
It's the difference between being the leader and not, like, being Fortnite and being the people that are copying Fortnite right now with PUBG with the Battle Royale series. So I agree. I think Longshot in the end was a waste of resource, and I know people are going to be like, but I liked it. And I mean, here's the thing. It's a likable game mode, but it doesn't...
I genuinely could not find someone that fucking likes that thing. It's so pointless.
Yeah, I've gotten into fights with people online about Longshot, and they liked it. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but it's still, in my opinion, it's a waste of resource. And then they ended up actually agreeing with me. Like, yeah, it probably should have been put into gameplay and Mutt and franchise to improve that, but whatever. I guess they tried something new, right?
What is it? I mean, I can't really give them credit for trying something new, because, like, if it's terrible...
Bro, they should try something new and, make the game better.
That'd be kind of cool, too, but I'm not going to be giving credit for you just doing something different. Like, obviously, if it would have done good, then yeah, but you're doing the bare minimum. And it took you 5 years. 5 years for 4 hours.
Yeah.
I'm depressed after hearing what you just said. Oh my God. You're so right. That's a very good way to summarize it.
Yeah. So
wow.
And then they doubled down on it this year. So it's kinda it is disappointing, but
dude, I can't wait till Madden 50 comes out and we're on to long shot 17 with the same goddamn gameplay, warp tackles and whatever.
Jesus. NFL's not going to exist by that time, so I don't think we'll have Madden.
And they're going to be popping long shot 95 off.
There's no way the NFL goes away.
We talk, bro. Everybody's getting bigger, faster, stronger, more concussions, more injuries, less people are watching. Like it may go away because it may get to the point where what?
I'll fight you so fast. We're not.
Why are you going to fight me for, like, yo, fight tech,
because
fight
he's
science.
Not going away. Don't
fight,
take that from me.
Fight the scientists not knowing how to prevent concussions and ACL tears and the PED.
You watch one
to recover from
injuries. Will Smith movie, and you're a goddamn gypsy. This is not true.
Okay. What's not true?
Okay, it's definitely true, but I don't think the NFL will go away.
All right. Here, first thing, I blame Roger Goodell because the first thing I always do in my franchise is turn off injuries. The fact that he left injuries on in the franchise mode, huge mistake. Okay, that was a terrible joke. But
that physically hurt me. Only because I didn't understand that it was a joke until you said it was a joke. I thought you were just messing up your words.
No. And then here's the other thing. Texas, don't go Clickwood on me. Players aren't that much bigger, stronger, and faster than they were 20 years ago. Bo Jackson, 30 years ago, was a great athlete.
You're bringing out the outliers. Look at the Olympic times from 1940 and look at them now. Like, you're going to see.
Look at Jesse Owens versus
the
10th
fastest guy will beat Jesse Owens in a race right now.
No, it's because the tracks have gotten better. I watched a video on that. The technology of the tracks have gotten significantly better.
The technology's gotten better, which allows you to be bigger, faster, stronger. Same thing with the recovery and what people are doing, and there's less stigma around THC, which is a better recovery thing than opioid stuff. Obviously, technology is going to make these players bigger, faster, stronger. But it's happening in the NBA. Point guards are 6'9" now instead of being 6'2".
What about Magic Johnson?
He was an outlier for his time.
Yeah.
Well,
and now they all come out.
The human race has gotten significantly taller, and that's indisputable over time. Significantly taller.
Mo Bamba's out there.
We went
Thon Maker.
We went from the average height of being I think we went from the average height of being 5'4" for a male. Dude, Abe Lincoln, y'all. Everyone says Abe Lincoln was this monstrously huge dude. Mm. You've heard that, right? How he's so tall. Six two.
No. He's 6'4". Just Googled it. 6'4" is still big dude.
6'4". That's not that tall.
Are you kidding me? That's big.
Dude, they said he was a giant.
Just because you're 6 foot, just because you're 6'5", 250 with a 12-inch dong doesn't mean 6'4" isn't above average.
Fine. Regardless of the Abe Lincoln thing, the human race has gotten significantly taller over time.
Yeah.
We went from 5'3" average to 5'7" average right now.
Yeah. You are correct on that.
And these athletes are just walls of granite. These dudes are just impeccably sculpted, and they just keep running into each other. So you got rock running into rock. Of course, there's going to be some chipping, more likely than.
Talking about the NFL getting disappeared. What's our topic?
All right, sorry.
Let's cycle back here.
I gave it 15 more years. All right, go ahead.
No way. Too much money into it. All right. So
cycle back.
Yeah, Carlos Guerrero.
Yo, wait, hold on. Before we can move on, you think they should disband the union so they can get get rid of the salary cap?
No. What? Okay. That's terrible.
What? If they get rid of the union, they can
dissolve the union. Yeah, that's not happening.
There's more money involved. So Le'Veon Bell can get paid his $18 million a year.
No, that's not going to happen.
I'm asking. What do you
think? You understand the salary cap is not something that it is something the union wants away with it, right?
I know, but if they get rid of the union, then there's no salary cap. So I'm asking as a Steelers fan, you want them to get rid of the union so you can pay Le'Veon Bell his money.
You got it backwards, Tex. The union doesn't want the salary cap. The owners want the salary cap.
No, the salary cap's there for the owners because the owners can't control themselves, so the union is the reason they came up with it. I was reading earlier, if they dissolve the union, then it won't be a salary cap. That's what I was reading earlier.
It's backwards. No, it's backwards.
Okay.
The owners put the salary cap in there to depress wages.
I thought it was the union that dissed owners Jerry Jones and other people would have just spend for crazy teams. I don't know.
That's why the strongest union in sports, MLB, doesn't have a salary cap. Is the unions don't like salary caps because they want the owner spending. All right, so moving on from Carlos to the cover of Mutt or Madden 19 Standard Edition. Antonio Brown got leaked today. MMG, did you see these tweets with the leaked cover?
Where are those? Are those are real? I actually didn't know if those are real.
So you just those are real. Like, it's been confirmed for a while. Like, I put a video out on it. It's kind of like the worst kept secret possible. But yeah, do you like that cover?
Not very good at that.
Yeah,
I think it's fine. I to be honest, it's another one of those. I mean, I know, like, to be marketable and stuff, you're supposed to have a good cover, but I don't care at all. I just want a good game. Like, they could have put literally anybody on the cover. I would have been happy for sure. I don't care about the cover. So, yeah, I mean, it looks nice. I like the matte yellow and orange they got on the back. And Antonio Brown, super likable player, so I think it's fine.
Yeah. How about you, Tex?
I think the Terrell Owens one looks sick, though. The Hall of Fame one.
I agree with that, yeah.
That's fire. I think it's sweet.
Yeah. Tex, your take on Antonio Brown and the yellowish stuff?
I guess you're right about the whole, like, two receivers being on the cover, which changed up stuff, so you got more celebration again because T.O., and then Antonio Brown, since he's the ultimate receiver, ultimate jackknife, ultimate tool, I should say. Like, he can do anything you want him to. So, we got the mid-route running, deep-route running, short-route running because of him. So, I guess it's cool because now they're going to be focusing on, I guess, better wide receivers in the game. So, that way you can actually...
Nah.
No, you don't care? I'm thinking for Mutt. I'm pretty sure...
I think you're reaching.
I'm reaching. I'm not.
Yeah, I don't think it matters who's on the cover. I don't think that's going to change how they.
Odell Beckham on the cover broke Madden 16, and then they try to fix the defense with who was the cover in 17? No, 15.
Gronkowski.
Gronkowski. Yeah. So I think they kind of do cater.
That's funny too. That Gronk year is when you could just aggro catch on everybody, wasn't it?
No, that's Odell Beckham's year.
Gronk was high point pass. You're right. Gronk was high point pass that Madden 16 game.
You're right. Or Madden 17. Aggro catch was so fire.
So I think they kind of. Then they kind of cater the game around who's going to be on the cover, just trying to at least like debut new things, so that way they can like and it gives an excuse to. Cause, I mean, obviously we want to do it anyway, but with Brown you could be like, oh, he has 99 route running, short, mid, and deep, and then T.Y. just has good deep. So
I have genuinely never thought that deep into it, but
Good Fox brought up last week. Now he's agreeing with you that I'm reaching. Right.
No, I think you have a solid point. More solid than I thought before, at least.
Yeah, we on this podcast we always start soft and we end hard. That's just the way we do it here, MMG.
Was that a really bad sexual joke, or did you really just say that?
I never make sexual innuendos.
That was 100% a sexual innuendo. Get the fuck out of here, bro. You start okay. I'm not even gonna say it again.
Start soft, end hard. Then we start end soft again.
Nice.
Yeah. After we finish off. So, I guess, yeah, whatever with the cover. I kind of agree with MMG on that one. It's who cares? It's just aesthetics. It's the game. What?
You brought this up last week. I was just pointing out what you brought up last week.
Yeah, no, in the end, I care more about gameplay and Mutt and like, you know, the kind of fun that we have in the game, not necessarily what we're looking at in loading screens. Like they could do, like, these loading screens with Antonio Brown, like, when we load in, that's fine. Like, obviously, they can improve loading screens if we want to talk about loading screens, what they can do. I've always said, hey, why don't we have, like, mini games in the loading screens? Like, you know how in Fortnite, while you're waiting for people to join the lobby, you kind of just run around and stuff? What about, like, Madden in like, a loading screen? Where you're booting up the game, it's like a what's up?
I know what you're saying. I think that's where you get in the. I think that's how that what you're saying is how you get in the long shot scenario, where a bunch of people are just like airballing a bunch of terrible ideas off each other's heads, and someone's like, oh, what if we just add long shot and get a bunch of new people to buy it, and then they completely forget about the important things. I think like don't make a goddamn loading screen minigame until you fix everything. So you make franchise awesome, so the gameplay is near perfect as you can be, so you've got like a really, really solid, fast, fluent, like GUI. How do you say that? GUI? How do you say that? GUI? I don't know how you say that audibly, but
graphics?
When their AI is no, like the HUD, I guess you could call it. You know how everything lags like a bitch in Madden? Like when you try to add a player to your team or change a player out from your team, it's really slow.
Like, just like take a guy to your lineup. And
you guys know what I'm talking about?
Team. Like you add a card to your lineup.
Bro, when you build a team from scratch, it takes forever. It takes so long.
Really?
I don't know. Just cause it lags. Yeah, in 2K, it's instant. Like you just drag the player in, then it's instantly in there. Yeah, you'll notice it now. When you click on a player, there's about a 1.5 second lag, and then when you click back to go reload your team, there's about a 1.5 second.
I know what you're saying.
And then you do that for 25 players, and you just lost like 10 minutes of your life.
So your advice for the going forward for the game is to try not to innovate at all, but just to kind of fix what the errors.
Yeah, don't innovate if it's not, like, it's not even, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, it is broke, so fix it first and stop giving me long shot two.
So, like, here's where we definitely disagree. Like, I don't think gameplay people are the same as mutt people. And so, like, fixing the gameplay stuff definitely takes priority, but, like, that doesn't mean you got to stop innovating and stop adding to your game, because then you just become literally a roster update.
Well, I don't necessarily mean gameplay. Like, I agree with Mutt. I think there's too many things that are shitty for them to be funneling resources to things like... Like, if they had funneled, like, well, like you were just talking about, all the resources they funneled towards Longshot 2, if they had funneled that towards... I mean, there's probably a million things that they could have funneled it towards that were not Longshot 2, but anything else, you could have a way, like, even whatever they did to franchise, I'm sure they did a lot. You could have made it better. You could have made gameplay more fluid. You could have fixed the GUI thing that I'm talking about, where everything loads a lot faster. You could have made the graphics better. There's a million different things. There's a million different things you could have done. You could have added to the excitement. I was reading a YouTube comment earlier on a Madden 19, like, trailer that was, like, really, really cool. Add a new mode, something similar to Draft Champions.
Wait,
like,
that's... Whoa, you just said don't add new things to the game.
Yes.
What the hell is this? Saying, you can't go back and add them. Come on, MMG.
You gotta listen, that's why. I'm saying don't funnel resources at the wrong thing. You can definitely innovate, but just don't funnel at the wrong thing. Like, Longshot 2, it's 100% the wrong thing. Or like a loading screen minigame, definitely a wrong thing. Like, there's much more prioritized, I guess would be the best way I could describe it. There's much more important things to spend time and resources on than Longshot 2 or, like, a loading screen or really any of those things.
Yeah, so my loading screen point was something that they get, like, that's something that we don't care about as much as we do gameplay.
Absolutely.
So, like, we could, like, with Antonio Brown and adding a loading screen, how hard would that be versus, say...
I don't know. If it was easy, I suppose, but I think if it was easy, they already would have done it.
A lot of stuff that's easy, don't do.
Like, why wouldn't they do it?
So.
Yeah.
I guess I agree with that, too.
So, like, on fixing the gameplay, like, what's good gameplay to you? Like, is it 16 aggressive catch? Did you like that or not?
I don't necessarily mean gameplay so much. I actually will say I don't mind the gameplay that bad. I don't really know. This one's kind of... a toughie, because I don't really know if it's possible to, I mean, you know when you play Mutt head-to-head and you're on a high tier system and everyone runs the same plays. I don't know if there's a way to stop that from happening. I don't know if there's any way to make some plays, to make all plays equal. In a perfect world, like, anyone could run, like, any cool different playbook and different plays, and it could be really, like, fun, exciting, different stuff. But, like, realistically, there's just going to be plays that are stupid good for whatever reason. Like, halfback Wham was so good for a while. Tight end angle still really, really good. Just all those, like, super spam cheese plays you see in, like, the pro scene. That would be one thing I would love if they removed, because it just sucks playing a dude who runs two different plays. But I really don't know if there is a way to stop that, so I'm not going to fault EA necessarily for that. I mean, 2K has the exact same thing. There's, like, cheese defenses and cheese plays that people run over and over and over.
Yeah, I definitely think there's that should be a main thing that they focus on is balance of their game and the gameplay, and the gun bunch is run a lot more than, say, deuce close. Tight slots pitch is run quite a bit.
Yeah.
So there definitely needs to be more balance, and over the years they've taken out and nerfed a lot of the top end plays from year to year, like PA end around or so they've definitely done that, but, like, they need to give us more tools on defense to fight it. And the same thing with, like, blitzes. Mm-hmm. They took out nanos with nano detection and stuff. So they definitely need to focus on balance more than anything this year, in my opinion, for gameplay. So if there becomes, like, a meta that becomes down to just, like, one formation, they need to figure out a way to allow the defense to stop that formation. Like, what's powerful about this offensive tool, and then why and how can we stop it? And what do we have to change about the game to make force defenders actually do their job? So it's I don't agree with the point that there's going to be overpowered plays and it's just going to happen. I think Clint Oldenburg...
You think it's possible? You think it's possible to make it where, like, you could virtually just run any fun play that you want, and it's not just going to suck just because the
AI? So it depends. Like, based off football concepts, if your opponent's calling a cover three, you can't run, say, like a cover two beater. Like, a post route shouldn't work against a cover three because of the free safety's right there. Mm-hmm. Like, so it you can't just call any play. You need to be able on offense to call plays that'll attack the defense and how you want to. So, like, on your play, you're going to have, okay, if he's running a cover three, I'll have this guy open on a comeback route because I got a drag underneath to bring down the zone. Or if he's running a cover two, I have a post route. Or a cover four, I got a pin concept to get a guy free over the top. So there needs to be a little... What's up?
I would almost say they intentionally don't do that. I would say that they can do that and they intentionally don't. That really, really... If you were to do that, it would... I mean, you could still do a cover two beater right now. If you send two verticals down the side and send a deep post down the middle, you can hit it pretty consistently. But I think they intentionally don't do what you're saying because it loses the playability. Nobody wants to play Madden only for... All the people who really know football 100% want Madden, like who really know football, who know formations and plays, really want Madden to be what you just said. They really want it to be like... If you know football, you can just crush someone who doesn't. But that ruins the marketability and the playability of the game for... I would be willing to bet that 80% of people who play Madden don't know shit about formations, about plays, about route concepts, about any of the stuff that you were just talking about. So if they did that, it would make a majority of their players piss off. It's what Fortnite does with like random spray shots and... A lot of things they do to keep the skill cap really, really low. You know how kind of anyone can log into Fortnite and within their first like 20 games, they could probably have a pretty good chance of getting a win? Oh. It's because that skill cap is so low. It's intentionally marketed so that literally anyone can play. You can get really good. You can absolutely get really, really good. That's why there's competitive, and same with Madden. But it's to keep that skill gap as low as possible. And it's kind of what PUBG doesn't do. Which I think is why Fortnite became a lot more popular, is PUBG is very difficult, even right off the bat. It's very difficult to aim. It's very realistic to aim. It's very realistic to hit people. Your bullets shoot exactly where you aim, so you fuck up very often. And Fortnite does kind of the opposite of that. So I think Madden is intentionally geared for people who don't know shit about football and can still have fun playing it and still be decent. Which is also why you get shit on by 12-year-olds sometimes in online head-to-head.
Yeah, I mean, you can get shit on by 12-year-olds in PUBG and Fortnite, too. And your point about skill gap is a strange one, because oftentimes, like, when Fortnite was just coming out earlier this spring, not just coming out, but when it was just getting huge and a lot of the Madden scene, people were moving on from Madden to Fortnite, they said Fortnite's the game you want to be if you're Madden, because there's a skill gap, because there's ninjas that dominate and just about win a good percentage of their games, whereas in Madden, there isn't that skill gap. And I'll tell you, I play PUBG much more than I play Fortnite, and I think I won my second game of PUBG ever. Like that, so it's a lot of it does come down to randomness and the luck of the zone and stuff in that game. But I think that's just video games and life in general. Sometimes random things end up going your way, and sometimes they don't. And what you're saying about whether Madden should have a skill gap, I think most people would agree that you should. If you know more about the game of football, you should win. I don't think the developers disagree with you. I think they're all about, at least when Rex was there, he was all about the skill gap. That's what he tried to push the last couple years. It's just hard, because here's the thing with when you get these overpowered plays online, if somebody realizes, if you play a game and somebody's able to toss on you the whole game, you're going to figure out what toss that is and you're going to start running it. So these high powerful plays go from person to person, and does bring down the skill gap, because people are just running the same stuff over and over. And if you only have to make one or two reads a play, or just have to run this one play, then there is no skill gap in Madden. So I think I don't necessarily agree developers don't want a skill gap in their game.
I don't mean it like that. It's more the skill floor. Like, to play Fortnite and have fun and like be decent, you really don't have to play much at all.
Really?
And that's,
I got fucking,
I don't think so,
crushed my first few games.
I won I think I won my seventh game of Fortnite. That was my, I mean, I didn't win very many after that. I only have like, I have like 15 solo wins, and I played a ton of games. But yeah, it was easy. I just like camped in a bush and stayed around the corners and had a shotgun in my hand the whole time. It was literally just camped in a corner. Some guy walked in my face, shot him in the face with my shotgun, killed him, and then I did that to the next guy, and I had like 2 kills, and that was my first solo win ever.
Nice.
And that's good. It's so like young kids can just hop on and have fun. If a young kid hops on in his first 100 games, he gets absolutely shit on, he is not going to play that game. There's no way. He's just not going to have fun.
Well, in Fortnite... go on. Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. No, you're fine. I really didn't have much more. Go ahead.
So in Fortnite, is there any like matchup like Elo or anything where you play people of your similar skill levels or not?
No.
So in Madden,
as of right now, I'm fairly certain there's not.
Okay, so in Madden there is, and say if a person that just picks up the game of Madden loads up online and they face somebody that's skilled, like say they face Texas or you, if somebody that just picked up the sticks of Madden, there's no chance in hell they're beating either of you two. Like you, because you guys know how to play this game. So that there's,
that's true. If you genuinely have absolutely no idea how to, like, no idea at all, then yes. But if you've played any type of NCAA or any type of Madden, you could definitely beat me. I mean, I'm not like incredible, but I have a, like, you just throw really basic routes. No, I'm saying that's good. I'm not saying that's bad. That's how it's supposed to be. It's so that everyone can play and everyone can at least try to have fun.
So yeah, so like my friends that used to play a lot of Madden and maybe they've played less over the years. I played them. I think it was like a year ago. We played at least a local game. Me and a friend versus another friend, and it ended up being like 28-0 after the first quarter because like I knew what plays to work. I knew how to play the game. Like it's not even close for somebody that knows to play the game. Even somebody that has traditional football knowledge, them picking up and the casual players, like, it's going to be a fucking slaughterhouse. Like, the only reason...
That's true, because there's a lot of extra buttons and stuff, too. Like, yeah. Rat catch, aggressive catch, possessing catch, knowing when to juke, how to juke, when to truck,
yeah,
how to truck.
Yeah, so, I mean...
That's a good point.
A lot of people say there's no skill gap, and I think that because, like, at the top end, maybe in the competitive scene, that, like, a lot of guys can be... Any given Sunday, any one of those guys can beat each other because there's not as much knowledge gap anymore. Like, because a lot of the top-end plays are known in the community with YouTube, with Twitch streaming, so a lot of guys like to Twitch stream to get their social profile up. So a lot of what you do now is known, whereas back in, like, 04, 05, like, Problem was talking about how you could just shake out an entire defense with a juke. I had no clue. I was a franchise player back then. Like, so, like, the knowledge gap back then was way more. So people say that was, like, a more skill-intensive time because you had to lab and find stuff, but... It's an argument. Does YouTube make everybody equally good? Or because people can get these plays that work on YouTube and don't have to discover them for themselves. Is that an issue?
Does YouTube, yeah. That's a good point.
Texas?
Y'all went forever there. Damn.
Sorry about that,
I had a
Texas.
Point, I like 4 points I was going to make, but then y'all kept talking. I was like, I don't want to
interject. Interrupt me, bro.
I didn't want to interject. None. I was just like, I just sat there quiet. People like,
I apologize, Texas.
Talk much this episode. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't have anything else to add because like we're far past what I was gonna make, and let's just go ahead and go to the
rewind it. Go Texas, rewind it. What were you gonna say?
Rewind. I was gonna talk about like the formation stuff. Y'all talking about like how that the playability and all that stuff, and why certain formations are overpowered. It's because E doesn't give us as a defense or offense access to like stop these plays we know are coming, and that just comes down to if I know slots is coming, tight end slots. This is called the tight end angle. So tight end angle is coming. How come I can't put my defense in position to stop the corner route?
100%.
Like, that's the reason.
We talked about this last time I was on.
Yeah, probably so. It just comes down to stuff like that. It's like, if they gave me full control over my defense to stop these things, like if I go man, do shade inside for this guy, if I know the corner route's coming, and I can guess right, and then my guy plays it perfectly, then we're good to go. That's where it comes down to. And on offense as well, if you know he's out here in cover three, and you run a lot of that stuff you're saying, the 91 zone guys still will overplay the stuff and prevent you from getting completions on it.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you got it.
You have the floor. Well, I remember when we talked last time, you guys had talked to Rex, and Rex had said that you don't want to, as a programmer, you don't ever want the player, like the NFL player in the game, to do something that you didn't tell them to do. Mm-hmm. So what he was referencing is the idea that, well, I know the play's coming, so why doesn't my corner just jump the route? But then if the corner jumps the route and the guy goes and gets a touchdown because the corner missed it, then you'd be extra, extra pissed. So my idea to solve that and to not have your players do it is right before the play, if there's an option where I can say, like, I literally know he's fucking running tight end angle, I'm 100% certain, and if he does run tight end angle, all my players should get, like, a plus five attribute boost to everything. Like plus five speed, plus five block shed, plus five this, plus five that, so that they play better. They might not necessarily jump all the plays, but if they're all faster, stronger, better players, I have a lot better chance of stopping the play. So I think they should do that. That'd be my personal opinion. And then if you guess wrong, then you should get like a negative. So like you try to guess tight end angle and they switch it up on you. But I think that's what they should do. And then your players don't do anything extra that you told them not to do. They're just better.
Kind of like a run commit and pass commit that they already have in the game, but more detailed.
Yes.
more nuance into it. It'd be interesting. I wonder how audibles would affect that, though, because they just flip the play. It'll still work. You just suffer. So it's a lot of stuff, a lot of variables that would have to go right for that to actually work. If your opponent has a braid, he will just flip the play, then you're screwed.
Well, flipping it wouldn't change it as long as it's the same paper.
God, it would change it.
If you generally switch the whole thing.
It would probably change it. It's just like, because...
Are you just saying just because it's mad?
Yeah, it'll change the entire thing. It's tight at angle, but it's not tight at angle, you know?
That's a good point. they audible, like, they smart route one route, and the game's like, it's not tight end angle anymore. You don't get any bonuses.
Totally
see what you're talking about.
Yeah, tight end angle's tough at times, especially if they don't have a playmaker on it, but, like, just generally, like, if you lab out defense, you can generally find something for each offensive play. Like, tight end angle, all you do is, you know, call cover four, base align press, show blitz, shade underneath for your coverage, and then you have basically locked up if you can use the drag to the angle route, and then essentially they have nowhere to go, and then they got to scramble with the quarterback, but you'll have a QB spy on, and you'll get a sack. So I'm not worried about tight end angle. There are some bunch plays that are really tough to cover, and that one, if you don't know how to play the cover four in that, you get really frustrated because that corner route is easily completable against every other coverage except cover four pressed. So I see what you're saying about being able to call a play and get a boost to your players, because that is very similar to run commit, pass commit, and I kind of like that to stop spam, but I would rather just give them, like, just have the players react to the zones that we put them in, like, and be able to just play how we want. Like, if we want them to guard this corner, why doesn't purple routes guard corners? Like, why do we kind of have to, like, guess? Like, oh, wait, but a cover four will guard it, but a cover three won't. So I'm interested to see, because Clint talked about it on the podcast, they've changed a little bit this year. The cover three corners now play corner routes as long as there isn't a clear out route. And the 91 zones are gone because now guys won't react with their back turn, which is amazing. I would assume corner routes this next year are going to be very powerful with clear out routes. And I think that's kind of what I want to lab right away. But I don't know. Let me know in the comments what you guys think about MMG's suggestion about getting a bonus to players if you can call a correct play. And, like, how would they code it in the UI, though, MMG? Like, would you just find previous plays, or?
It's a good point. You could kind of, I would guess you could do it something like play call adjustments. You know, when you do play call adjustments and you go balance, aggressive, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You could say there'd be a thing that says guess play, and then you just click it, and then you go to the play you think that they're going to run. And then you could click it, and if you want to, I don't know, if you want to activate it right before the play starts, you click Y, and if you don't want your players to react to it, then you click X. I don't know.
That'd be kind of cool.
It's a super terrible way to describe it, but as long as you, right before the play did, you had some sort of hotkey where you could, like, tell your players to guess tight end angle, then they guess tight end angle. And it's not like this is something they don't do. Dude, if you throw a corner route on Richard Sherman four straight times, he will 100% pick that ball off.
Yeah.
Like, after, if you run that same play four straight times on any NFL player, they're going to jump that shit.
Yeah, and that's just Madden's coding being shitty because, you know, they just kind of sit there and watch it get completed. And so I agree there. Yeah, totally. Hey, Texas, you mentioned before the podcast about the pre-order bonuses for PC. Mm-hmm. And tell people how you can pay $15 to play it 8 days early.
All right, so EA Premier Access, which is a stupid name, or is EA Access? EA Origin, what the hell is his name? I probably called a dumb name. I don't even know the name for it properly. Hold on. Hold on. Going to my computer. All right. So it's called EA Origin Access or Origin Access Premier. And so it's going to get rolled out with the Madden 19. So basically it's like EA Access for PC, since we're going to be getting Madden on PC this year. Same thing with, I think FIFA is already on PC, if I'm not mistaken.
That's really cool.
Yep.
Okay. So exciting. So basically it's EA Access for the PC. Sorry, PS4 people, your company sucks. And so what they are going to be doing for those that want to play on PC is you can have a EA Access subscription. You can pay $15 a month and you can play any game early, and not only will it be it's not a trial game, it's gonna be the full game, or you pay $99 for the year and you'll have access to games like FIFA 19, Battlefield 5, Anthem. So basically it's a subscription service. Instead of actually buying the game, you're just paying a subscription fee to play the games yearly.
So could you just pay the 15 and then cancel it after?
So that's what we were thinking, because this is what it says right here. I'm gonna read this verbatim. Nice. It says, what is Origin Access Premier? Origin Access Premier is a new membership tier that gives you unlimited access to the latest and greatest EA games before anyone else. Imagine paying one low monthly or annual fee and getting to play the new EA PC titles before launch. Not a play trial. You get access to the full game, yours to play whenever you want, for as long as you're a Premier member. No gates, no barriers. That's the Premier access. So it looks like whenever you can pre-order, or whenever this does go live, you pay $15 and you can play Madden on August 2nd if we don't get it through EA Mutt Rewards or through anybody else selling the game early.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good tip for people out there. You can pay $15, play those 8 days early, then you can just buy it for your Xbox or PS4. But that's,
only thing that sucks is that you basically there's no point. Like, I guess it'd be cool for YouTubers to get videos out early if you don't get the game early, because like, you'll have more than 10 hours to do things.
Yep.
But at the same damn time, I don't want to put I don't want to put all these hours into PC. I'm not going to be playing on PC throughout the year.
Yeah, because MMG, have you played FIFA?
Very, very casually.
Okay, because I don't know if you played it on... Because I heard rumors on the internet boards that FIFA's PC market ends up... It dies pretty quickly for FIFA there. It's on the PC, but...
I'm sure it does. What will be cool is modding shit, if we're allowed to, on PC, and then making videos off of that. That's the only thing that's crossed my mind concerning the PC.
The issue is that I heard even FIFA, and that's a huge community, they've had trouble modding the game because it's not a friendly mod... solution.
Yeah, I know. EA is a tight-knit little shit.
Yeah.
It'd be so sick if we could mod stuff, though, dude.
I know.
Dude, imagine doing a nasty-ass, like, 15-foot-tall player's mod, like, a billion-foot-tall player mod. You could mod a gorilla into the game and run around with a gorilla and try to be... Yeah, there's so many things you could do, but there's this little bundle of secrecy over there. I hate it. God, I'm getting pissed.
It's so weird because other games, like you see Skyrim, and it just lasts for such a long time because of the modding community.
Thomas the Train Dragons, bro. Them shits are fire.
How can you name Skyrim? They just make Fallout the. They is make the. Community. But alright, Fox. I see what games you play.
Wait, what's
Fallout?
That?
Oh, Fallout. Yeah, I don't even know what that like game 1,000 is. Mods, and it's been. That game hasn't died. And it came out in 2009.
I hope you're not slandering Skyrim over
Skyrim's
there.
Trash!
What?
Compared to Fallout. Compared to Fallout. If you want, if you want to be out here talking about dragons and blood.
I played both, bro. Skyrim is so lit.
Skyrim's cool, but Fallout is better. And that's it. Fallout is much better.
We need a whole other podcast for that. Where are we? Where are we in this podcast? What's our current topic?
Are you playing Madden Mobile next year, MMG?
I'll definitely open it and play a couple of videos, but I mean, I actually genuinely haven't cared about playing that game since Madden Mobile was 16. That was 2 years, now 3 years ago.
Really? Why? What killed it for you?
2 years ago. Well, nothing killed it for me. It's just, you know, it's a phone app. So it's, you could make the greatest phone app in the world and your playability will not extend 9 months. Clash of Clans, that's like the biggest phone app in the universe. Yeah. And that is dead now. I mean, people probably played that for a max of 9 months, and if you really stretched it, maybe a couple of years.
Yeah.
Nothing killed it. It's just, it's you know, it's a phone app. I don't expect much out of it. I had so much fun when it was new and nostalgic, but yeah, I'm really forcing myself to play it now if I play it.
Oh, that's too bad. Texas, can you back him up with that? And I see today you just tweeted about you got Pokemon Go now, huh?
I've been playing Pokemon Go. It's just to do when I'm walking my dog. So I'm taking for a walk, go catch a Pokemon, trying to catch these eggs.
Did you play that in 2016?
Yeah, I played when it first came out, then they broke it, and I'm really, really finicky when it comes to games. I will quit games that I paid for or are playing for free if I play it and it's broken. So I did that with The Division. I stopped playing that because it was broken. I like the game, For Honor. This is mostly Ubisoft game. Ubisoft can't be trusted. Ubisoft is low-key one of the worst companies ever created. So I played it with For Honor, and I couldn't connect online for like a week, so I stopped playing that game. And so any game that I played it when it first came out, and I don't know what they did. I know they had that big scandal where they had access to your Gmail. Like you signed because you signed up. You through your Gmail, but they had access to like read your messages and shit. They had to like fucking do a patch to prevent that. And then they broke the game somehow. Then to stop playing it. So I got back into it now since it's actually stable.
I gotcha. So you haven't exceeded your 9 months in a mobile game yet. I gotta grab
some real quick. I'll be right back.
Me? No, bro. Nah.
You guys can continue. Sorry.
Like I would like to play like a mobile game for longer than that. I guess I'm only mobile game I played for probably 9 months, and I guess it's not really like 9 months, but that I played for an extended period of time was I like word games. So like I associate two. I don't think one exists anymore. Where you have like it's associated words with one another. So like you go from dog to cat, and then cat to mouse, and mouse to cheese, and cheese to milk, and then milk into cookies, stuff like that. I play a lot of those puzzle games, and then like Tanzin, and then crossword stuff. So that's pretty much my mobile
so a little, life. Little bit.
I'm an old man. I just play a lot of word games.
Texas is living a 60-year-old life.
I love 20s. It, man. Like I associate stuff. But you got an iPhone?
Yeah. All right. Well, you have good, an good pump. I don't know.
Of course you don't have an iPhone. All right. Redox the Fox. He has Android.
Yeah. Hey. So MMG, do you play? You play many games that you like longer than 9 months? Like,
do I play any games
right now? Yeah, like how
about phone apps?
Well, I mean, like just games in general. Like, are there any games that you've liked longer than 9 months? Like, do you see yourself playing
Skyrim? I played Skyrim for a good 5 years. I played Oblivion, which was you definitely know that, but for the viewers, that's Elder Scrolls 4. Played Oblivion for 6 years, maybe.
All right, so you think it's
a huge percentage of like Halo Wars, dude? You guys ever played Halo Wars? I played Halo Wars since it came out, and I'm still.
Oh, yeah, I played that Command and Conquer, but you're playing the new stuff.
Oh, you're talking about Halo Wars 2, or is this a totally different game but very similar?
You've never heard of Command and Conquer?
I don't think so.
Oh yeah, it's
Halo Wars for Halo Wars.
Yeah, sorry. It's great. Yeah, it's kind of it's similar to that, but like a precursor, like a real time strategy. Yeah. It's cool. Amazing. But
Halo Wars is one of my favorite games. I was, you know, fun fact that no one knows about me. I played in multiple MLG tournaments for Halo Wars.
Really?
But like it's like the MLG website where you just go on and you set up an MLG game for like $10, and then you just play. I mean, no one fucking plays Halo Wars, but yeah, I thought it was so cool. Like, I very hardcore played that game.
That's awesome. It is interesting. Well, like because you're well known for Madden and Mad Mobile and Fortnite now, and but like right. We all have our geek other like games that we play that people don't really know. Like I've played a bunch
exactly.
Of the, yeah.
What's your geekiest what game, you Fox?
My geek.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Yeah, like what's the game that people would be like, oh, you're a nerd? Yeah. Like,
well, I've probably put the most time in my life either into baseball simulators, like Out of the Park Baseball or Baseball Mogul, or I would say Rome Total War might be my number one game. It's basically, it's kind of like a mix between like Civilization and then kind of like, I'd say Halo Wars, but like real Roman infantry and like elephants and cavalry and stuff like that. So the Total War series is probably my favorite series of all time.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I like I always want to try like a Civil War mod and to like fight. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little bit of a war nerd for that kind of stuff and like fight like Antietam and Gettysburg and the old school wars where they just basically stand across the guy and shoot him in the face. But
that's really interesting.
Yeah. So that's kind of my nerdy stuff that maybe people don't know. Big war nerd. Anyways,
I play SimCity.
SimCity is good. That's a good game.
I like building cities, even though like whenever something bad happens, I just start over. I don't think I ever completed the city, but I got close. I'm like, oh fuck, there's a damn tsunami. Like, time to start over.
I like bringing the natural disasters on myself in SimCity.
Like, build it right next to a volcano.
Yeah, or bring in a hurricane, just destroy the city.
Crack the city, and the freaking earthquake happens. Okay.
Uh huh.
Crazy fox.
You guys are terrible people.
we have no souls. Yeah.
Gotta have fun.
Apparently, bro.
Yeah. Hey. MMG, what do you think? What do you think about Madden and its content ending early this year? Like, so Mutt kind of—it seemed like they kind of gave up on Mutt, and it's weird because like we talked to him and we talked to Jake. Tex asked Jake specifically, like, why do people think content's been bad this year? And it doesn't seem like EA thinks their content for Mutt's been bad this year. Why do you think they kind of gave up and they're done early and they think content's great when the audience hasn't?
When it's very obviously not, yeah.
Yeah.
One is along with that is just pride, and I do shit on EA like so much, but putting myself in their shoes, I think a lot of times, even just with YouTube videos, this is an analogy we can all understand.
I will really like a video. I will love it. I will be so proud of what I did in it, or I'll be so proud of the content, and I'll be so proud of like how it came out, and I'll post it and people won't like it. And in my head, I'm genuinely just like, fuck you. Like, I really like this video and it is good. I don't care if you don't like it. And I think every human is a little bit inclined to that. So I think EA is the same. They probably do put a shit ton of time and a lot of work, as much as I say they don't. They put a lot of time and a lot of work into it. If it doesn't correlate with us, I think a little bit of it is just they're just going to say, well, you're dumb, or you're just whining because you always whine because I put a lot of work into this and this is really good. Second thing along with that is it's the same theory that I apply to Madden Mobile. I used to, a lot of times when I was younger, and I'm certainly not incredibly mature now still, but I would say when I was younger and I would just get pissed because I wasn't enjoying Madden Mobile, I would just instantly go make a video and just shit talk EA. Just shit talk them, say, this is why it sucks, this is why it sucks, this is why it sucks, and this is why it sucks. But in reality, what was happening is it was getting, for one, saturated. Two, I genuinely didn't care about it because I played it so much. We have played so much Mutt, all of us, and most of the Mutt community. We have played so much Mutt, we have seen the same promos over and over and over. I don't want to see another goddamn green team of the week card, dude. I don't give a single shit. I've seen it for 4 years. I don't care if you put a different name on it. I don't care if you put a different color. I mean, motivators in Madden Mobile, that was called game changers. They're all the same thing. They boost the stat. They're really not changing much of anything. It's been the same thing for ever since Ultimate Team existed. And it's not that, personally, I don't think, it's not that it's getting worse. It's that we aren't getting anything new, genuinely new. So it's just getting old.
It's a bunch of
repackaging. The playability is low. Exactly, it's a bunch of repackaging, and so like, for example, if I had never played Madden and my first Madden ever was Madden 19, I guarantee you I'd be hooked. I guarantee you I think it's sick. I would love all the content. I'd be so pumped when new promos come out. That's just how it works. Madden Mobile 15, when everybody played Madden Mobile, and that's when my channel first started to do well, and like, dude, that game fucking sucked. The UE was terrible. It would crash every second. You could barely open packs. They didn't have nearly the plethora of packs and players and sets and promos that they have now. So they've improved in that category. It's just that it's not as fun anymore. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I definitely see what you're saying. And it's something that I would love to echo. And I said before, like, I love innovation in this game. I want it to happen in Mutt. I want different stuff. And here's the thing. Why they can't do that is that us as a community freak out and get baby rage whenever they change on us. Like this past year, the biggest thing probably the most embarrassed I've been, or some closest to the most embarrassed I've been for the Mutt community, is the ghost situation. It's basically we didn't get ghosts, and sure, I blamed EA's lack of communication. They could have told us ahead of time, you're not getting ghosts this year. Just deal with it. We got something new for you. So that's partly on EA not communicating this to us, and it's an issue of them and their shitty communication. But I think as a community, we freak out if we don't get our content like we've had it in the past. I think it's an easy thing that people just love to latch on and shit on EA about. Texas, what do you think?
So yeah, I agree with you on that, but at the same time, we have Staples and Jake, who on a podcast said they gotta get better at like respecting tradition. So something came before you that people are used to getting at certain times, you probably should bring those back. And so, I mean, the ghost thing's kind of funny because they could have just called the Snow Beast ghost and people would have been as upset about it. Like, the limited time cards that were in packs. But they decided not to do that. So, like, I understand that we kind of, like, it didn't make much sense, but everything else they did traditionally, like, and then they changed up for that for some weird reason. Like, we got the stuff that we were normally getting, like the Black Friday promo, we got the Thanksgiving stuff. Like, we got everything that we typically were getting, and they decided to change that for that one, which didn't make much sense.
Mm-hmm. There's a big difference between repackaging and, like, you can respect the old traditions, just add shit on top of it. So keep ghosts, but on top of that, you throw in X, Y, and Z. Obviously, I don't have those ideas off the top of my head right now, which kind of doesn't make this argument excellent, but...
Well, like, so, like, with Christmas, like, keep ghosts and then keep presents.
Keep the ghosts, keep presents, and then throw shit right on top of that.
Yeah.
Like, why not? If you just repackage my ghosts and my presents and call them something else, though, I will be mad.
Yeah, that's what they do a lot. That's the big thing with chemistry. Chemistry went from being chemistry to... What was it?
Dude, it's so headache.
It was introduced in Madden 15, right? What was it called in Madden 15? Was it chemistry in Madden 15? And they changed like style.
Oh, you're right, dude. It was style.
Yep. Yeah, style. So they like to repackage. Schefter Star ended up being what? Rising Stars.
Oh, Rising Stars. Yeah.
Yes, it's seasons. Like so, like they kind of just seasons. Keep, yeah. They just it's not new for those that are like MG said, for those that are playing this game on a yearly basis, but for those that aren't. They don't understand what the objection is here, but if they just keep the names the same as opposed to constantly changing badge to token. We wouldn't, like,
that's so true. Badge and token. What the fuck did you accomplish?
Yeah. Badge
and token. You know what pissed me off more about that? It took them time. It took them time to rework the art and to rewrite that shit. Why? Why would you waste that time?
Just so they can sit in.
Someone's getting paid to do that. I guarantee it took someone like multiple days. Because coding ain't easy, dude. That took someone multiple days to recode that shit in there. Mm-hmm. So whack.
Yeah.
That's one of those things. Go ahead.
No, after you, Texas.
I was gonna say it's one of those things where it's not really high priority to change badge to tokens and stuff. So
yeah,
they could probably have somebody working on something more pressing. I don't know. That was a long shot too, like MG would say.
No, I definitely agree with you guys there. That's fun. It takes some time to do it. But like as a YouTuber, we know half of our content is repackaged other YouTubers' content that we just call something different, right? So the EA's kind of do the same thing to change up from year to year.
I don't repackage my own content and then call it something else. hey, if EA wants
really?
To make some shit
messing
from
with 2K, Fortnite, messing with Fortnite scammers, really?
That's not repackaging it.
It's messing with series. Madden Mobile scammers.
But it's the same series.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just a little different.
Definitely not what. Definitely not analogous. I would say.
All right. No, I was just making a. A joke. No, I definitely feel you with the changing of the names every year. Like they don't respect tradition, and you make a good point on that. So, anyways, all right. So, hey, what would make MMG? What would make a good game out of 19? Like, what are you looking forward for next year, and what do you want out of it?
Well, I'm a mutt guy. I am pumped about the franchise changes. So I think I can actually play franchise. That's gonna be really fun. To make it a good game, gosh.
Wait, hold on. What were the franchise changes? Because the more and more I look at it, the more and more I play it, like, I don't really know if they changed anything that people wanted.
Custom draft classes.
I mean, that's the big thing they brought back into the game, but, like, they broke the fact that if you want to make if your rookie has Rookie of the Year, it's a great guy, he can only go up 3 overall max. So no Alvin Kamara can be Alvin Kamara in this next Madden CFM series.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah, because
I know what the big thing they changed was fluidity. And that is a big issue that is congruent in a lot of these games. It's like the exact same thing I mentioned with the UE. It's a UE. It's not GUI. It's UE. I'm such an idiot. In the UE in
UI.
You
can just say UI.
UI.
User UI, interface.
Sure. I really don't know how to. Yeah, the user interface in Madden is pretty poor in terms of industry standards. It's very slow. Things lag very often. Things take a lot more time than they need to. Like, for example, you know when you buy a card, like one player, then it takes you to that whole new screen to show you the player you just That's bought. Like, yeah, I know I fucking bought him, dude. Like, you can get me out of here. So, and when you compound that on building an entire team, 30 players, it takes a serious amount of time, and it's silly. It should never be there anyway. So, I know that one of the big changes they did for franchise was they upgraded the fluidity of just shit that took too long. They cut that down really heavy, and that's I am pumped about that. So that's huge.
All right. Hey, are you excited about the YouTuber CFM MMG?
I don't know because I've literally never played. I played franchise. This goes along with the UI thing. I played franchise maybe twice this year, and I was getting supremely pissed off at how long things were taking. Simming took so long. Just trying to like switch players on my team was taking a significant amount of time. It just took so long for me that I got pissed off of how little gameplay I was actually doing and like team building that I stopped playing. So I'm excited in terms of there's people in it, but like I will have no idea what's going on for the most part. But that pretty much sums up me anyway. So
you just live a carefree lifestyle. You know, you take your life one quarter mile at a time. You're much like Vin Diesel.
A quarter mile is a stretch, bro. It's more like every 5 feet.
you got bad eyesight?
Actually, I do have terrible eyesight.
No, that's fine. Hey, Texas, are you excited to play MMG in the CFM YouTuber's tourney?
I don't even know. Because I feel like if I lose to him, everybody's going to make fun of me.
Oh, they're going to shit on you, bro. People notoriously think I'm terrible. I mean, because I am not great at this game, but you don't want to lose to me. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the draft. I'm going to draft like 5 players and leave.
Yeah, I can tell you from personal experience, it is pretty embarrassing losing to MMG in a tournament.
I was about
style.
To say, Fox, you remember losing to me? Remember Jadavion Clowney laying that punt returner out for the fumble 6?
Oh, God, that sucked. Yeah, I was a little salty there. I was. What's that one GIF with the guy with like that just pissed off behind a mask that's smiling? Yeah, that was me. God damn, was I salty? But hopefully, I can get my revenge. Hopefully, I draw a division rival of yours, MMG.
Oh, that'd be fun. That'd be really fun. Oh my god, I have a great. Oh, go ahead, text. Go ahead. You
were super excited.
I will save the excitement. It's all you, my guy.
I think they might actually just let you choose the team you want because they're doing a fantasy draft.
No, RBT is going to draft those teams for us.
That's so stupid.
Why are they still going to draft teams? RBT, listen to this. Why are we still going to draft teams, man, if we just going to do a fantasy draft?
I don't know. I argued for that same point.
Well, we'll definitely talk to him about it. I have a great topic is what I was thinking, and you guys definitely might have covered this on the last one, but did you cover the rookie stuff?
Rookie premiere?
The rookie premiere, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. What do you have on it?
Who are the safest, who do you think are the best bets to get in Madden 18 of players that will get upgraded cards in Madden 19?
Saquon Barkley and Ward because he's a Brown.
I was going to say that too because he'll definitely start.
Yeah.
He don't got to start. He's a Brown.
Yeah.
Miles Garrett got 95 overall this year. Played 4 games last season.
Why do they do that? Do you think they like are overcompensating?
There's a lot of losers at EA. By losers, I mean a bunch of people that like the Browns. That's what I mean. There's a lot of the EA employees are Browns fans, so that's why a lot of Browns can upgrade because they're watching losers play on Sunday.
You're probably right.
There it is.
All right, cool. I think Bradley Chubb's a good call too. I think he's.
There's pretty much anybody but Sam Darnold and offensive linemen.
Quentin Nelson. Yeah, I agree. It's
just hard to know if a guard's going to get an upgrade.
Well, he might get a team of the week because they're doing that shit again this year.
Can't wait till I come back and Sam Darnold and Quentin Nelson got 99s come
January.
Yeah.
Oh, holy wait, Quentin Nelson.
Same month, dude. Holy
shit. 99 is if he is the greatest guard of all time. And even then, he'll get a 99 overall like in June.
Yeah, they'll do that season. You're right.
I was having fun over here, bro. You just killed my vibe.
Yeah. Hey, MMG, what was your favorite promo of all time or of Madden 18 if you can't think all time?
Let me run through them. Oh, which is funny you were talking about promos because I was just thinking about Golden Tickets, how they called it Ultimate Ticket last year. Like, why?
They were afraid of getting sued, I think.
Okay, fine. I'll give them that one. Fine. They got lucky on this one. Good for them.
I made fun of Jake on the podcast for that one. I was like, are you afraid of Willy Wonka suing you? And he was like, yeah, kind of, actually. in a non-joking way. Like, somebody's got that trademark. I'm sure they probably, like, asked if they could use it then this year. And they probably were granted permission.
Agreed. But in terms of promo, always, always, always Christmas promo.
Yeah.
Every single year will always be presents is the coolest idea ever. It is amazing. The random luck involved in it, the fact that you can get them in packs, the cool packs you can get in them, nothing beats that. I actually like wake up on Christmas morning and open my Madden packs along with my Christmas like gifts.
Yeah. It's
the best thing in the world. So, yeah.
Same here.
Great thing.
Gifts? Do you like it when you could trade gifts or auction them, MMG? Or is that too much into like leaks and stuff?
If you can't get them, if they don't leak. I one of my favorite all-time historical stories is there was all the Madden Mobile leaks 2 years ago, and I just, like, shit on everyone. I was so pissed that there were leaks because I didn't want there to be leaks. Well, there was a leak that one of the gifts was one pro pack on Madden Mobile. So everyone was selling this bitch for dirt cheap. Like, it would literally sell for less than a pro pack. It would sell for 7,000 at points.
Oh, wow.
Well, come Christmas Day, it's a 15 times pro pack bundle.
Holy shit.
I was so fucking pumped, dude. And I had like 100 of them. I had so many because I was just like, fuck you guys. I'm getting like 100 of every pack. So, pardon my language. I don't know. I'm getting so riled up. But I was just so happy. It literally just blew up in the face of everyone who did the leak. So, yeah, if you can not have leaks, absolutely should be auctionable. And if you can have leaks, I would be so okay with EA switching up what's in those gifts for everyone trying to scheme. I'd be so okay with that.
That would be kind of neat. Yeah.
That would be. You pay $100,000 for one you think's like a signature pack, and then it's a lump of coal, bro. I'd die.
That's not so nice. I know. I've been involved in some leak controversy in the past because half my content is based on leaking Madden stuff. So, I know why they do it non-auctionable now because you know 15 was leaked by who leaked them in 15 Texas? Do you remember
Boogie?
Yeah, Boogie had the list in 15, I think. Somebody else had the Christmas stuff in 16. The Mutt Leaks had Easter stuff in 16. And I think after that, they basically made them all NAT. So that way,
Leaks. Drew. His name on Mutt Head was Drew NP.
Oh, right. Yeah. Yeah. He had those great leaks on mobile.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. So, interesting. How about you, Texas? What's your favorite promo of last year and all time?
Level Up last year?
Wait.
The Level Up.
Like, you consider that a promo? Getting levels?
I mean, that was probably the most fun I had last year.
It's an addition. It's not necessarily like Ultimate Legends, but
Ultimate Legends are trash because they were like they just had abilities on them and they weren't even good. Like this year, I didn't have much fun playing Mutt this year, and that wasn't just because I didn't try. It's just they didn't do a good job this year trying to like doing what I like to do best, and so
which is
building teams. And I couldn't build teams as much as I wanted to this year. I could back in Madden 17
because NAT stuff.
Not even because NAT, just the chemistry's are trash. And so you only build around 3 chemistries mostly. Whereas last year you could build like an entire team you can go from mobile blocking to edge protector, then go from edge protector to pick specialist, and pick specialist to fucking coverage linebacker, then to 4-3. Like I had so much fun last year building teams. This year, I didn't have as much fun just based off of that. And the only thing I found myself having fun was playing the same solo 45,000 times, throwing a touchdown pass over and over again. I enjoyed that, so I'm considering that a promo. But I guess if you want to go of all time,
you're psycho, Texas.
I'm really weird. I might not be the only person. Did you have fun playing Mutt this year, Gut Fox? I know you had Weekend League and all this stuff, which is like your gameplay, guys. So you probably like loved it, but that was not my thing. Gameplay not really.
Yeah, Mutt wasn't really for me this year either.
Yeah, so post down in the comment section as well if you guys had fun playing Mutt this year, playing Mutt previously. Because there's a lot more. You have a better team this year, obviously, than you could in years past. But I just feel like it could have been a lot better. But I guess if I want to go best promo of all time, I got to go back to Madden 13's positional promo. That was the best.
Why?
You could put in a bunch of cards, and you get like a million coins back plus a bunch of packs to pull. And then so it brought value to packs. So if you pull like a 95 overall team of the week card, that was rare. So going for a lot of coins. And then so like it's something like on lines like that where a promo comes out and it makes old cards valuable. That's kind of like I love that. So it happened in Madden 15 with Larry Foote, the silver card, and they did the silver metal master. It made Larry Foote like 3 million coins.
I mean, they do that most years though. Like they did it this year with the blockbuster.
For the gold tokens, yeah. But
Old cards valuable. Like, you could turn in old replay cards.
Mm-hmm. Gold, you could do that as well. I forgot about that. But we didn't get we got a lot, but a lot of that stuff went mostly to tokens and then gold players, obviously.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like a crazy card going for like 15, like 100,000 coins. It was mostly, you can sell this gold low tier Patriot for 5,000 this week, so sell it for 2,000.
Or 82 to 83 elites pumped up like crazy too.
Yeah, it was occasionally a lot of stuff they did this year for that, but I don't know, just something about just pulling packs back then, I don't know.
I got you. Yeah, I feel it. Hey, MMG, did we ask on the last podcast or not? What are your feelings on NAT and like say NAT rewards for solos? Like, would you prefer them to give a high overall reward for a solo that's NAT, or would you rather give them like packs and coin rewards so people could use that stuff on the market to build their own team?
NAT is whack when it's a random player, because you can get really cocked by let's say you get like 6 straight NAT D tackles. It's just dumb. I would say it's okay to be a high overall NAT as long as you give me a choice of who I'm taking. Like, let's say it's a choice between 5. It's like a linebacker, a wide receiver, a tight end, a quarterback, and a cornerback. Like, that's okay. It's stupid when it's like, here's an NAT pack of random cards, and the most likely card you're going to pull is the shittiest one, and it's a position you don't need, and then you pull it. That's just dumb. Like, dude, that actually happened to me. All the NAT solo rewards that I got this year were D tackles, which is really bizarre. Team of the year, I know it was Geno Atkins, who I got for defense. Obviously, there was an offense one, so I got someone pretty decent for that. But there's just so many promos that I just kept getting D tackles. I was like, I literally can't do anything with this. This is so pointless. Like, I feel like I wasted so much of my time doing that solo. So, yeah, I'm okay with NAT as long as they at least give you an option.
See, like, options are cool, but if they want to give you a card, they have to also give you a chance to exchange that card, which is what I think we stressed out to Jake on the podcast when he came on. It's like, you keep giving us cards you already got, but no option to get rid of them. And I'm not putting a 90 overall to a token set at that time.
It'd be kind of cool if they had a cooldown set where you could trade in any overall player for a player of that exact same overall. It makes that player NAT, but you can do it like once a day or something. Imagine having a 95 NAT Geno Atkins, and then there's a 95 cooldown set. It refreshes once every single day, so you only do it once a day. Throw the 95 Geno Atkins in, and out pops a 95 DeAndre Hopkins NAT. And then it's like,
all
right,
okay, cool. Here's the thing. All right, that's cool and all, but isn't this just easily solved by making those rewards auctionable?
Nope.
Like, then you could just sell it and buy your own guy.
It just shits on the auction house.
But they can balance that by also giving out coin rewards to balance the inflation and the deflation at the same time.
Bro, you talked about this last time. You said nobody wants coins.
I would be okay with that.
Yeah, your game is based around an auction house. Use it. Stop giving us this NAT bullshit. But
we discussed this.
Let the market dictate terms.
Why are you buying any of this, bro? Calm down over there, man. It's not that serious.
This isn't a calm podcast, Tex.
MMG brought this up earlier. People don't know how to build teams. They don't know a lot of the formations. So when they get stuck with a player, they don't got to worry about finding a player that works for them.
We shouldn't be catering the game to the ignorant.
I understand that, but a lot of people play this game.
You should be gearing the game to ignorant, because the ignorant people are who buy the game. Well, fine. You shouldn't. You shouldn't, but they always will.
They always will, because they can just come to YouTube, and that's how we make money, because they're ignorant.
Ignorant people are who buy the game. It's not even bad to be ignorant. It's not bad to not know about football, but it is bad if you don't know about football, then you buy Madden, and you can't play it because you don't know about football. They're always going to gear it to be playable by everybody. Mm-hmm. So... You kind of just... Yeah, it does suck. It does suck for people who are like... And you'll always hear people bitching about this. Super knowledgeable football people. Like, who know everything about football. Losing to someone who pretty clearly doesn't know about football. I actually have a video on my channel where I'm playing this guy who was so pissed off. He's like, you don't know shit about football. He's just horse shit. Yeah, it sucks. Whole video on it. The one thing is, I do know at least a decent amount about football. I played the sport and I do the Madden stuff, obviously. I'm not a genius, but... It'll never be like that. I'm never going to gear it for super football heads, because that's not necessarily your biggest market.
Nope. Not at all. And the ones that, like the competitive players promotions, that market, and they don't make y'all no money. So.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Some competitive players don't like the game of football either. I think Joke is on record saying absolutely. He doesn't watch football. He just likes, getting money from playing Madden. So,
Nice.
There is... I mean, it's not necessarily pro players are like, or you have to know a lot about football to enjoy playing the game of Madden. So it's not like all, like, there's a whole bunch of different people, but I don't know. I think I'm going to continue to argue to make this game as much as the open market and lack of NAT rewards as possible. I know people are going to say it's never going to happen anymore. They've already gone down this road. They've already got people addicted to these high overall NAT rewards. And I'm just like, make them auctionable. Be generous. Make them auctionable. I don't care. Give the market the stimulus it wants. Give people the ability to make their team how they want. Don't stick them with some cards and then they're kind of stuck with them on the roster. A bunch of DTs. They got a bunch of these big 350-pound men just crowding out MMG, going shoulder to shoulder, belly to belly, and he just feels uncomfortable. Okay, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah, but if they add the set where even if you got to put two in for one choice pack. That'd be cool. They just need to give us more opportunities to get rid of the cards that we don't want. And hopefully that's what we get this year.
Yeah, that's
all it comes down to. Like,
it's a great way to sum it up right there.
And they also got to streamline a lot of this stuff as well. Like, if you were to collect gold players, right? You collect five gold players for one elite, right? Or no?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, what is it? It's five...
It's something like that, yeah. 584. Yeah,
okay, so if I want to collect, for silver tokens, how come I can't just collect, 66 players? Why is there a set where I can collect 33 and then just get five silver tokens?
Oh my god, yes, dude. Bulk fucking sets. So head ass. Why are you making me put in two silver players at once to get one goddamn shit out when you know damn well I have 700 silver players on my bench? I'm not gonna sit here and beat my meat for 4 fucking hours and put all these players in here. Ah! Give me a set that I can put 400 silver players in and pop my shit out. I have cried about this for so long, dude. You don't even know.
Just streamline the game, man.
the other thing is they are conscious of this. I'm 100% sure they're conscious of this, dude. 100% sure they're conscious of this because they do it on Madden Mobile. They have bulk sets on Madden Mobile. You can put in like 300 bronze players and you get out like whatever, 15 tokens, whatever it is. I don't actually know, but I know they have it. So they are aware of it and they know that it is something that we want.
I think they don't want it because they want us to quick sell the cards that it is doing so we don't have any coins. I think it's done deliberately so that way they can. They're like, oh, I'm not doing this. I want you to just quick sell the card. It happened for me with the golden tickets that I got scammed by because I quit on a bunch of silvers. And that next week, you're silver tokens. So then all of a sudden, silver tokens go up in price.
Oof. So, that's an oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's super frustrating. I really, bulk sets, that's part of the UI thing. Like, that's such a basic.
Yeah, and really,
it's a basic to let me get rid of. I should never spend multiple hours of my life clearing a binder. Bro, that's a chore. That's like washing dishes.
Yeah,
that's
not fun at all.
I didn't buy this video game to wash dishes.
Yeah, there are services out there that you can pay to clear your binder. That's how much. That's how you know
I
your game.
Do that.
Yeah,
I do that 100%.
That's how you know your game isn't like. That's something the game developer needs to look at and see. Okay, what are the not fun part of our games? Let's improve that. That's clearly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, let's move on to the next. We got two more topics left.
I just don't understand. Like, they know that we don't like it, right? So, how come they just
absolutely?
They would get so much fanfare if they just added it to the
bro,
game.
Are you kidding me? They don't have the resources. They spent $4.5 million on long shots.
They have a John Madden set that requires you to collect 1,000 tokens to get a coach. They have technology there to where you can collect 80 tokens to get a damn 92 plus. They can do something so simple where it's 60 wild card silvers. It's so easy.
Bro, in Madden Mobile 15, there was a gold ticket master Cam Chancellor, I believe is what it was. Or a gold token master Cam Chancellor. Something like that. Silver token master. You had to put in 300 bronze players per team and 300 silver players per team, and you had to do it for all 32 NFL teams, 32 times 600, which is a stupid high number. I think it's 18,000-ish, 19,200. You had to do that, and there wasn't even an option to, like, when you click on a player, it wouldn't put it in the set. You had to click and drag. Clicking and dragging 19,200 times in order to get that one player. Yes, that was a real thing, and I did it. And I did it for a video back. I had arthritis. It was insanity.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's
how many times your phone crashed.
It's probably a billion. That's just one of those things. Like, you have to know that this isn't. It's not. I think it's more that they put shit in, and I don't think they play it as hardcore as a lot of people do.
Oh, they don't.
It's not an issue. Obviously, it's not an issue if you don't have a lot of players on your mud team, but for people who are super into the game, it's a huge issue.
It's also not an issue.
When you're developing the game, you're not like, oh, this person's going to open 5,500 pro packs. I should definitely code this in here.
Well, it's also not an issue for your developer, and you just grant yourself points. And so you just pull packs and you just quick sell it because it's not your money. Well, you actually put money into the game and you're doing it the legit way. You're not going to quick sell cards unless you're a crazy person.
100%. Yeah, if there was a developer who was incredibly into Mutt, there is no way that this would still be a thing. No way. Yeah,
if they had to put their own money into the game instead of actually just doing it for free, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You also got to talk developers shouldn't be able to pull packs with granted points anyway, but that's another discussion for another time.
Yeah.
Second topic, gut top.
All right.
Let's hear it.
Pack odds. So they're going to get revealed for FIFA next year. MMG, last time we had you on the podcast, we talked a little bit about packs and how bad they are and EA and, mm-hmm. and basically, I don't know, them scamming us because of how bad pack odds are. Are you satisfied that I think potentially Madden will get these pack odds next year since FIFA's getting them?
It really doesn't. Oh, I'm super happy we're getting them right off the bat, yes. I'm really glad we're getting them. But it won't change the... I mean, unless they intentionally up the odds now that it's visible, I don't think it'll really change much. I'll just know that I'm getting fucked as opposed to assuming I'm getting fucked. But, yeah, no, it'll be nice. It'll be nice to have them, like sitting there so that I can, like, quantify how bad I'm getting fucked.
At least when you're paying to get fucked, at least you'll know she'll show up, right? It's better than...
Exactly.
Yeah maybe it'll be it. There. Yeah, flaky prostitutes are the worst. Right, Tex? What do you think?
Crusty ones, yeah, you're right. flaking skin, like unmoisturized heat, right?
Yeah,
put
exactly.
Lotion on the skin, but I don't. I will see how it goes, man. I don't know because like I feel like people want this and they'll see like if they. I don't know how they're gonna do the odds and stuff. Like if we see like certain cards are weighted than others, then yeah, I don't know. I guess it's gonna be nice for them to be more transparent, but it's also gonna be really annoying when you see a guy here pulling the card like three times in a row that's like super weighted low, and then the guys out here spending more money getting less, so it's just gonna cause more arguments like, no, this guy didn't even spend any money and he pulled these, like I don't know.
You're actually right. When you can see that you're supposed to pull a card 1 in 100 times and you've pulled 1,000 times and you didn't pull it, you're gonna get pissed.
Oh yeah.
So, I don't really know. It's good that they did it, though. It's a step in the right direction of, hey, we know you're scumbags, and we know that this is really getting abused on young kids. Yeah. So,
and also
start moving in this direction.
I don't trust EA. They can say what it is, but not actually be accurate on it because you can't actually prove it.
Legalities of that are way.
You can't prove it, though. No, that's the thing about you. Yeah, can't.
Eventually, it could get proved.
No, yeah, because 100%. Dude, it's all about luck. I play.
Yeah, but it'll be in the coding, though, right? Like they can put 2% on it, and if it's actually 0.5%.
But how would we know? Maybe like if they have to give information to somebody else, they would find out
unless there is literally a singular one person who controls that, and that one person decides to make that adjustment, not tell anyone, keep that secret to his grave. There's no way that happens.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, it's like okay. There's a few things here. All right. One about the odds being changed and not being accurate. Like, what would EA get out of that? Like, what you could say, oh, they'll potentially make more money because they're advertising that is higher than it is. But EA is already making a shit ton of money. Why would they risk their product, their entire game, by falsifying odds that are visible when they're clearly already making $1 billion a year off this? So there's no reason for them to do that, to risk that much. It could be a rogue employee that they would then fire. But why would that one person change the odds up? Like, because they could just grant themselves these cards. There's no personal gain from changing the odds.
Oh.
There's no motivation there.
I got you on that. I just don't trust this company. They're the same company that said that the 101 ratings mattered, 105 blocks, 105 carry, all that stuff mattered. And then the next year, they don't do it again.
They never physically said that. They never physically. They just put it on the cards. And that's why they took them off the cards, because they didn't
They said 105 carry.
Honestly, I could care less. That shit was cool, and I hope they bring it back.
They make it work. But I'm pretty sure they were selling the fact that this card was 7 points faster than a 99 card. So they explicitly – don't be out here saying it's plausible deniability, GutFox. All this corporate politic double speak over here right now, double speak.
You need to know this. They never physically said it. They never said it. They just put it on the card. So it's your fault.
Bro. No, we're not doing this right now. We're not doing this.
They did that with Madden Mobile this year. They added this upgrade system. You've probably seen a clickbaity thumbnail that said 120 overall Barry Sanders. You could upgrade him well past 99, but no stat past 99 ever mattered.
Yeah.
I could have 120 speed and I'd get tracked by a 99 speed.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they shouldn't do that because you're selling the fact this card is 30 points faster. 20 points faster.
It's so fun. It's just cool looking at it.
No, I don't want to hear it's cool looking at it. If you're going to have 120 speed in this card, you better be 21 speed points faster than 99 speed. Otherwise, you're false advertising your game and give me something that's not actually true.
Yeah,
that's not a bad.
Why am I yelling?
Texas,
y'all know this.
We agree with you. We just like rallying you up.
Yeah, this is totally your this is your long shot too.
Yeah,
no, I got so mad that year because I'm over here arguing. Why are you barking?
All right, Adam but that was when it was Boss Bo Jackson, right? Had 105 speed.
I just no. So like so that year was 16. I was fighting. Me and Clickwit were fighting so many trolls, the people who were like dead serious that, oh, this guy's faster. This guy is gonna have better zone. These ratings don't mean a damn thing. And then you make a video about it. Got people in the comments calling you a bunch of idiots about this stuff. And then I'm like, I don't even want to know. No, just make this work. And I think we did a good job proving that it shit didn't work. And then that's why EA broke it. So, or tried to get rid of it. So, you're welcome. I'm being clicked. We broke it. We ruined Madden upcoming. But if they decide to make it work next year, bro, it's not hard. So that's what I'm saying. They can easily lie and say this is supposed to be pulled here, but it's not because you can't actually track it.
Yeah. I guess.
Because they lie all the damn time. Unlikely, the same company that says strength matters and you can't prove it. Same company that says awareness matters and you can't prove it.
Yeah. I mean, True. I can't argue with you on those points right there.
Like, when it comes to them having my trust, they don't have it right now.
And you're right. It very well could come down to incompetence and the pack odds being different. And there is ways of us tracking, to finish that sentence, there is way of the community being able to track the pack odds and if they're accurate. Basically, we just need a large fucking sample size. Like, if we have 10,000 packs being opened, we can do a pretty good general sample size on the odds on cards and if they match up with EA. And I think that would probably be statistically significant enough. I'd have to look back at the textbook for, you know, sample size versus that. And I'm not a statistician. Wow, I can't even speak. But it should be able... Yeah, statistician. But there are some smart people that we could probably lean on. I know a couple people that I could probably ask and see what a proper sample size would be.
See, like, I agree, but then it just comes down to just dumb luck. Like, you got the guy here spending $3,000. Well,
that's what the sample size is for, to get rid of that dumb luck.
Well, it's just sometimes, like, you don't hear sometimes. Sometimes you just happen to have the luck. You could spend a million coins every single week, and then 1 week you'll pull 4 limiteds, 1 week you'll pull literally best pull 82 overall.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, like, how a 10,000 sample size would be just based off of
how it'd be very good.
A lot of the stuff that this game is.
Like, I got a question. Would you guys be angry if they changed the odds on a card from week to week, Texas?
It depends on what cards come out, obviously, right? So, like, if they change the odds on, like, a 90 overall Julio because there's a 93 that's available, like, it packs to be pulled, then, yeah, I'm cool with that. If there's a better version of that card or a better
receiver. So if they lower the odds on the lower one, you're fine with it?
Yeah, like, if a new card comes out that's better than a 90, then, yeah, I would like for them to do that. I don't want to have a card that has the same odds of being pulled in August as it does in, like, December when there's better receivers out. Interesting. Or better quarterbacks that are out.
What about you, MMG?
It's not even that I'm going to be mad. It's inevitable. That's going to happen. There's no way they can't do that. They've done that every year, and they will always continue to do that.
Yeah, I mean,
that's definitely good.
I guess it makes sense. Like, as more cards are added, the rest of their percentage chances have to go down.
Well, the percentage thing really doesn't make any sense to me. So is the first percentage that you even get an elite, and then after that it's the percentage of what specific card you got? Dude, these percentages are going to get out of control. I have no idea how this is going to work, dude. Right now in the game, how many elite cards are there that are pullable? There's got to be, like,
1,000, 400
It's probably more than our gold cards, to be honest with you.
Let's say it's not even 1,000. It might be 1,000. I have no idea. Let's say it's 500 pullable elites. How the fuck they're gonna put a percentage on each of those? That's insane. So, the first dice roll is gonna be whether you even get an elite, and then after that, it's which. That's just gonna be really tough. So I'm not gonna speculate on how I'll feel about changes until I first understand what they're going to do. That's over my head right now.
So I just calculated out based off Mudhead. There's 26 cards. There's 26 cards on each page. There's 182 pages of elite cards on Mudhead. 4,732 elites from Madden 18. But that includes... that includes NAT. Let me get rid of NAT.
Yeah,
stuff.
I was about to say, obviously those aren't all packable. And even stuff that is NAT, not everything can be pulled in a pack.
129, like, yeah. Team
you
leaders.
Can't pull a motivator in a
yeah,
bag,
you can't pull. But, team
yeah, that's
leaders.
Why I just said like 500 as a good ballpark.
Yeah,
it's probably around 500 different elite cards you can pull.
Yeah, 3.
So yeah, I don't know. I can't even speculate because I have no idea how that's gonna work.
3,000 marketable elite cards in the game right now. 3,300.
How many golds? There are more elites in the game than there are golds because they started 80 overall this year.
Yeah, you think they can give you a percentage of how you pull each gold card?
There are like
it's a percentage
three times.
I pulled Bradley Chubb, dude.
So there's only like 1,000 goals and 3,000 elites.
Yeah.
So if EA they're gonna lie about this next year, bro. There's so much work. It's so much work to keep it constantly moving if they decide to do it, like change the odds until a new card comes out. That's so much work. But somebody's gotta do it.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe it'll just be for the high-end cards, but we'll see what EA does for that for FIFA and Madden. All right, hey, MMG Texas, I kind of want to talk about coin selling a little bit, and if you guys are thinking about it going into next year and what your plans are going forward, and if you think EA is going to, like, you know, crack down at any time like they did for FIFA. So basically, I want to – Texas, are you going to get into – are you going to do coin selling again this year or not?
Depends. It depends on if I can find a deal that works well for me.
Okay, what does that mean?
Just one that I feel like I deserve. So,
Are you looking for like sponsors in generalship or just what?
Well, I'm looking for just other ways to make money outside of just YouTube. So I linked up. I'm doing FanDuel this year.
Okay.
And then so we'll see how that goes. And then we'll look for other stuff as well. But if I get the deal I want with the coin site, then I'll more than likely promote. If not, I'll probably keep it straight and narrow, straight and narrow, you know, just
trying to get an EA's good graces.
No, I don't mean EA's good graces, because all them guys we talked to about EA are actually cool people, but like I don't want to be like I'm good. Like being a game changer seems to be cool and all, but like they don't pay you, so what's the point?
It's irrelevant, it's pointless.
Yeah, they don't really, like, they're not paying you to be a game changer, just doing it just out of the goodness of your heart. So I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
How about you, MMG? Are you gonna do a coin sale this year?
We did speak about this a little bit earlier, but yeah, someone had to pay me a very ridiculous amount of money, and I don't think that'll happen. Like, what I reasonably would get is not enough to make me want to do it right now. They'd have to pay me way more than they should for me to do it. So as you guys knew, I promoted, I think, for about a year and a half. And then that was when I was basically only posting Madden Mobile, so I was kind of promoting like a Madden Mobile coins, more or less. And then Madden Mobile stopped. They like completely shut off the auction house's like ability to sell. It actually really sucks. The auction house is totally fucked on Madden Mobile now, but you can't sell coins on it anymore at all. You can't even like buy players from your friends anymore. So they obviously couldn't pay me anymore. So I completely stopped promoting, and I was upset then, and I was looking for a sponsor then because I had just lost a ton of money, which obviously sucks. So I was kind of in a frantic scramble then, but now after I haven't had a sponsor, like the Instant Madden Coins or any sponsor for like, I don't know, maybe 9 months now, it's been awesome. Like for the thing I was going to say, like, I posted a Fortnite video 5 days ago, and this is unheard of, so I'm not bragging. I'm just really happy. Posted a Fortnite video 5 days ago, and it's at 1.7 million views, which is, like, crazy for me. That never, I mean,
that's crazy for anybody.
Happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. So imagine there's a fucking Instant Madden Coin sponsor on the start of that video with 1.7 million views. It's a Fortnite video for one, but a sponsor would make you do it because you're supposed to put it on every video. And then on top of that, there would be 1.7 million new people to my channel, and the first 10 seconds of anything they see about my channel is literally just me sitting there with a cringy-ass, like, sponsor. I don't know.
Yeah.
So at this point, it would be very tough to get me to sponsor again. Super glad that I did do it, though, like, in the first place, because there's a shit ton of money, and it's obviously great to have. But now that I made it out and I am doing a little bit different stuff than Madden, it would be tough to pull me back in.
So it take just basically like a fuck you offer. This is a ton of money.
Like an offer where it's like, holy shit, we want you so bad that we're willing to pay you a ridiculous amount over what you're worth.
What if they go Godfather on you and send Luca Brasi to you, and it's like either your brains are on this piece of paper or your signature.
I'll eat him. I will eat him alive. That's exactly what
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes is what you'll tell him.
I don't know if I can say that with a straight face.
Oh yeah, it's a classic line from Godfather. But anyways, yeah, you've been killing it with Fortnite and everything, and I can see why. Like, I mean, that's awesome, dude. Are you gonna try and get in good graces with EA then?
No, that ship sank.
What do you mean?
Definitely
they would,
sank.
I guarantee you, with your numbers, EA would just absolutely open their legs for
Forgive
you.
Forgive and forget,
bro. You're kidding, right? You know, the big reason I didn't sign the Game Changer program is because the dudes at EA basically told me to fuck off.
What? The mobile guys or the mutt guys?
Here's exactly what happened. I came down with Noobkill, who is a Game Changer. I came down for, like the play early events, and I gave them a bunch of, like, I was like, this is what I think we should do. We should do this. We should do this. We should do this. And they were like, yeah, that's something we can work on. That's something we can work on. Well, at the end of it, I got a really, really, really high offer from Instant Madden Coins, like a really high offer. So I went to one of the guys at EA and I said, hey, like, thank you so much for everything. I'm right now contemplating. I'm not really sure what I want to do. So I was wondering if you could just walk me through all the pros and cons of this, and me and you could maybe hop on a Skype call and we could discuss, you know, where the future is here, and then we can talk about it. And he goes, yeah, sure. Let's hop on a Skype call tonight. Doesn't respond to me after that. Does not hop on a Skype call with me that night. Does not hit me up. Does not say anything for a week. And I'm holding off on Instant Madden Coins for that whole week because
I didn't know what my decision was. I had no idea what I wanted to do. So then I hit him back. I was like, dude, like, I need to either sign this contract in some Madden coins or we can have a conversation. Like, what's going on? And he goes, ah, shoot, sorry, I thought you already signed. I was like, why the fuck would you think I already signed? I clearly said I want to talk to you before I sign. I didn't say that. I was just what was going through my head. I was like, oh, well, no, I didn't. We can get on a call whenever you're ready. And he's like, all right, let's hop on tonight. Doesn't fucking respond to me that exact same night. Doesn't say shit to me. He, like, literally just... It was so fucking disrespectful, and I had made up my mind right then and there. I signed that contract on that day that he didn't respond to me. I was like, all right, dude, fuck you. You're not going to even give me the respect to even tell me the pros and cons? What, are you just assuming I'm not doing your Game Changer program? So then I signed the contract with Instant Madden Coins, and ever since then, I personally, not only do I not want to be in good cahoots because fuck them, and I talk so much shit about them, but, like, they're not spreading shit for me. I could get 3 million views every Madden video, and I think I would have gotten that treatment. Partially think I got that treatment because it was Madden Mobile, and no one takes that shit seriously because it's a kid's game, fine. But it pissed me off, and I'm getting pissed off right now just talking about it. It was so disrespectful.
So,
it,
like,
whacked me out so bad.
Is it getting whacked off sometimes good?
Oh, I was glad I made a shit ton of money from the coin sponsor, and I get to shit on EA more. And
well, here's
I don't really know where it would have led, but I didn't even get to know where it would have led. So
here's the thing: what I've heard from EA Game Changers is that EA themselves, they want to hear that. Like they themselves, like as much as like the community perception out there about Game Changers that they're just down there to deflate EA guys. Like EA guys don't want to hear like what's good about their game. They want to hear what they need to improve. And I've oftentimes criticized this actually on our last podcast together. I'm like, well, EA should take what's good about their game and make it great. The stuff that we like about the game and emphasize that. Like, don't just fix power-ups. Just get rid of power-ups because that shit's bullshit. Just move on and find something new. But anyways, this different discussion. So the fact that you talk so much shit, I think, would be valuable to EA if you went to them. Now that you don't have a coin sponsor, I think if you wanted, like, seriously, and if you're with Mutt, like, just contact some of the Mutt guys on Twitter. Like, they would be like,
yeah, I'm not gonna do any name dropping, but that's not gonna happen.
Maybe we could talk after the podcast.
There's a lot I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to say anyway. I mean, I signed a lot of NDAs when I was down there, and I really just don't think it's in my best interest to name drop anyway, just because that's kind of just scummy.
Yeah,
we can talk after the podcast. About it after the podcast, just know there's that they fucking blew me off and it really pissed me off, and they completely lost my respect. And
because that's strange,
bar none would have been their best Game Changer for Madden Mobile, and at this point, I would bar none be damn close to the best Game Changer for console, and that's why it pisses me off so bad. Didn't even give me the fucking respect, dude. Ah.
I like that. You need a RESPECT. Find out what
I don't know what that is, but I'll figure it out and probably do that.
I was just trying to sing a little song, a little Aretha Franklin.
A little ditty.
It was a bar, dude.
Hey, so Texas, I don't know. Would you ever become a game changer then?
No, they don't pay.
Really?
No, it's not even like, it's just you do a lot of work for them, and then their only response is, we'll pay for your hotel. And
it was very fun. It was really cool. I will say that.
That's pretty much all they
But they give you early footage, and as you see, the Game Changers that put up early footage on the channel get really good views.
In July, where the CPM is low.
Irrelevant. So irrelevant with the amount of money you
can make. Give me early access in December.
Early access also doesn't, dude, there's the guy who got early access. A lot of people get early access, don't get any views. The only people who get it who already have, like, mad clout. Like, Anto's long shot video got a ton, but he's already got so much clout. Like, you'll just get buried. There'll be, like, 18. Bro, IMAV has early PC footage up on his channel, and it has a third the views of his other, like, random vlog videos, which are hilarious, by the way, but... So they deserve the views, but he's got, like, Madden 19 early PC gameplay up that has, like, 40,000 views. No one cares. I don't know.
Interesting.
It's totally not worth it. But no. All you do if you're only concerned about the money is you weigh how much a coin sponsor is going to pay you versus how much benefit you think you'd get from EA. And
see, like, I'm not even looking at the
almost always going to be the coin sponsor.
At the money. It's just like these guys did so much work. I went to EA Play. You were out in
Greece.
Bro, it
ain't work. It's fun.
Greece.
It's sick. So, it's awesome. You feel really important.
They're at EA Play. They had a schedule. They had an itinerary. They couldn't skip anything. They had to go to everything they told them to. So, like, you're going there to work, basically.
Bro, it was lit. That would be so cool. You feel so important to be up in this, like... And EA is a humongous company. And they have a huge amount of resources. So, to go in those buildings and to really...
to be in these rooms. It was so cool. It was actually awesome. I really did enjoy it. And that is why I was heavily... Dude, my coin sponsor was giving me, offering me $115,000 for 12 months. That's a stupid amount of money.
That's a pretty good amount of money. Holy shit.
That's a ridiculous amount of money. And I considered doing the free EA thing over that.
Wow.
And I might have. There's a chance I might have. It was awesome to feel important, to feel like you were helping out thing. Even if I had to suck EA's cock a little bit more. Like, it was very, very, very cool. And doing that EA play thing would have been awesome. But it...
$115,000 versus being treated important for a few days. That's...
It's not about being treated important. It's about being important. It would have been sick. And yeah, I totally would have done it. Nah, I wouldn't say I would have totally would have done
could,
it, but
You can hire somebody to sit behind you all year long and tell you compliments for half of that.
Nah, the girls do that for free. But I'm... Let's go!
Woo!
That was a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's...
But yeah. Game Changers is almost better the less popular you are. It's much cooler the less popular you are. Dude, there's like kids with absolutely no subscribers who are getting no money from YouTube who don't even have the option to get a sponsor in our Game Changers. So that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, yeah, I see. So, like, does EA, like, start throwing, like, roses at your feet and stuff? Because they better bring, like, $115,000 to trade off for that. They better be, I mean... But you better be able to walk on Andrew Wilson.
I told the person that I had that offer, and he was like, he disregarded it as if I had already accepted. I go, hey man, I'm getting a big offer. Why don't you help me make my decision? Like, let's talk. And he's like, yeah, damn, that is a lot of money. And I was like, well, yeah, that's why we're talking. Yeah, dude. Like, what's wrong with you?
Convince me. Yeah, so that's
there's nothing really EA can offer you. Cause maybe now, because like they do things for their big guys, but even a lot of their big guys, they rely upon them to do. Like, get access from other sponsors they already have. Like, yeah. They're not flying people out to, like, these events to go, like, fly out to the events. They're not giving them, like, tickets to, like, Pro Bowls or games and stuff like that. They're just...
Oh, whatever. I think they want to do something like that, too. But it is a very, very cool program, and...
It's a very cool program if...
Unless you have mad clout, I wouldn't say it's that bad of an idea. It's actually a great idea. Unless you're literally going to get, like, six figures from a coin sponsor, it's almost worth it to do the EA thing. It also opens up a lot of networking. And if you're serious about having a career in the field, you meet so many people, and you could put in an application. And
opens up networking opportunities, but...
If you meet people, it opens up networking.
If you know somebody, it opens up stuff. Like, it's not really...
I mean, you
can meet somebody, and they might not like you because you just don't click. But if you befriend with somebody that's, like, in charge there, then a lot of opportunities may come your way. But you can join the Game Changer program and still not have any access to make more money down the line.
If you're really shitty at networking, or you're a very unlikable person from the get-go, I would agree. But as long as you're meeting people, your odds have increased. Even if it's by 1%, it's increased from 0 to 1%. So
MMG's the king of networking.
No, that's just what they teach me in my stupid business classes. So
stupid college education, right?
Stupid idiots hate college.
Yeah. Who needs them anyways, right?
Exactly.
Who needs them?
Except for those parties on the weekends I see you vlogging about. That looks...
Hey, that's why I'm here.
That's exactly right.
I don't play school.
Classic line. Was that Cardale Jones?
Yeah. He's Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was so funny.
I think there was something else I wanted to ask, but I forgot to write it down, damn it. All right. Well, hey, MMG. Do you talk about sponsors? Do you think they should get a big ass sponsor for the Madden YouTuber CFM? Like, how much could the prize pool be with the amount of clout in that league?
Unless we all chipped in, it wouldn't happen. There's no reason to put a tag on it. It also would just entice the drama because, I mean, realistically, like, it's a great idea and there's a ton of big names in it. That's awesome, but. A lot of people, I think, were chosen very randomly. I think there's a lot of people that think they should be in it and maybe have more clout than some people and aren't. Or there's some people that are in it who maybe shouldn't be, I guess.
I'm right here. MMG. That's kind of rude.
Well,
I was
about to name drop, but I didn't. No, I 100% think you should be in it. It's just like, I mean, there's some like obvious ones, right? But then there's like, I don't know, I'd say there's like
10 or so people who like could be interchanged with a ton of other people who are great content creators as well. They're all great content creators, but I don't know, especially if you throw money on it, then people are going to get really pissed.
Why
be like, all right, well, now you're playing for money. Why would I not be included in this?
Well, like, but does that matter what they think?
It doesn't, but it does matter because we didn't exactly have a fair decision system of who gets in. It was just pretty ambiguously picked.
If RBT...
Like, if you genuinely...
Hey, that sounds like the EA Game Changer program.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if you genuinely didn't get picked, then, like, because you weren't qualified or something, then sure, like, you can't really be pissed off. But if you just didn't get picked because you weren't on Twitter that day, then I'd be pretty damn salty.
So you think it's best, you know, not to get a pool of cash?
Well... I don't think it would happen anyway unless we all just wanted to throw, like, $5 in just for shits and gigs, and then the winner of the whole thing gets it, kind of like a fantasy football. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, but, I mean, if people stick with the uploads, like with the number, like, it'd be, like, hundreds of thousands of people watching the content with a sponsor.
When you add up views with overlapping subscribers, it's not really that many different people. But, yes, I know what you're saying. The total view count would be very high.
Yeah.
On the whole series. But, I mean, the total view count would also be very high if we all just made whatever the hell video we want and didn't do the
thing, but if, you know what I mean? Combining resources for a sponsor for a tournament, like, you can really get good numbers off that. Like, what?
Yo, if you guys finesse it, 100% for it. I don't see how it realistically would work.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Like, so we'll see what RBT comes up with. I know he said he was going to try and talk to people.
You guys come up with something awesome, that would be great. But I don't know how it's going
to work. $1 million prize pool. Book it.
Like I said, dude, I never know anything, and I don't know how things work, so I am just a little puppy, and you just put me on my leash, and you just walk me around, and I just follow.
But you got all the connections, though. You're in your business school. You got the connections to the big corporations, right?
I have the connections to all the leash pullers, and they just drag me around.
There it is. I mean, some people are into that kind of kinky stuff. Texas.
Definitely me.
Texas, what do you think about a sponsor for it?
I'd be cool with it. I mean, it's probably not going to be yay because a lot of us in here actually.
Obviously not.
Next
year
is going to be a lot of issues with it. But anything just because, like I said, there's a lot of people, a lot of subscribers that are like, was it 10 million? That was the number they came up to?
I think it was just over 9 million subscribers between everybody.
Like 9 million, like, that's a lot of eyes that should be on this, especially this.
It's a long totally time. It really comes out to 2 mil because they're definitely overlapping subscribers on almost everyone's. But, yes. He was saying that in my head, I was just like, come on, guys. We don't actually think this, do we?
No,
it's just
the numbers.
It's marketing.
Yeah. It's like, that's what
it
networks
is marketing.
Do. That's
what my networker, how can I help you? Would you like to be hired? You got the job.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Hey, did you hire an editor yet?
Yeah, I got somebody who I'm grooming.
Oh, okay. If they need side work, send them my way.
They're going to be damn busy, but yeah, I'll let them know.
Okay. All right. I think that's good for the podcast. You guys got anything else?
That's all.
All right.
That's all. It's been very fun. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, thanks for being on MG. It's always a blast to have you on, and your passionate personality and your I would say... enjoyment of Mutt and your want for it to get better is definitely noted.
Yeah.
I think people enjoy listening
passion.
To that.
We'll use that word, passion.
Passion.
Tell that to EA. They don't think it's passion. They just think I shit on them, which is totally wrong. It's totally passion.
EA's into German dungeon porn. They like getting shit on. I told you that. They like hearing what's wrong about them. I think it'd be great for that Game Changer program.
Right,
but anyways,
put some thought to it.
Yeah, everybody,
I'll reach out. I'll see if they reconsider.
Definitely do it. Send it to Guru, or I know Kralo's in health, so not Kralo, but I don't know, Guru or some of their communications, or Jake or something. Reach out on Twitter to them, because I think they're the only ones left on Twitter, really. Because
let me squeeze one super quick thing in here for everyone who listened to all of that. I also think a big part of it is my vulgarity, which I need to work on. I think I was too overly offensive and rude for them to want me on their thing. I think that's certainly might have been the case. I don't know if it's true or not, but kind of got the vibe. And certainly on my videos, I don't censor almost anything, and I need to work on that just in general anyway. But I think that might have been a part of it. So I don't want to act like there was just some scumbag who's gunning for me. I think they didn't like me.
Are you gonna,
the offensive things that I say.
Don't go ninja on us and go all PC, MMG.
Oh, I'm not gonna. I'm just saying I painted the narrative a little bit that, like, I was just being totally disrespected, which I was. That's 100% still the case. But I think a bit of it might have played into like, ah, this kid's kind of a scumbag anyway, so whatever. So
yeah, I don't know. I tend to swear quite a bit too and get disrespectful too. And I don't think that'll. I think you're fine, MMG. But
you know what I think it was? I used to make a lot of gay jokes. I just say the word, which I don't do nearly as much. And I'm pretty sure EA as a company is very, very PC. And I highly think that that was a part of it.
Yeah.
Dude, they have a whole like gay like brand. They have like a department which is only homosexual people on the development team. Or not on the development team at EA, but somewhere in their building.
What?
It's actually really interesting. Yes, that is a thing.
Shut up. That is a thing.
No, look it up. It's a thing. Which is... I gotta think that that's it. I remember someone made kind of a fleeting comment to me, which was more or less an insult.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, that did not sit well.
Yeah, that might be it then. That's so weird. I've never heard of that. Tex, have you heard of that?
Who's up?
What M&G just said?
I wasn't listening. I heard him say stuff that used to say much like he used to be like super inappropriate.
Yeah,
but
great.
I feel like
on this podcast.
No. Like I feel like that's a dumb excuse because if they really wanted you to just say cut it out, because a lot of these guys at EA aren't
absolutely
the sakes that they portray themselves to be.
Absolutely, dude.
And so like
absolutely.
Even if like
it's a cop out regardless. So yeah. They're disrespectful and cucks regardless. But yeah. I'm just kind of throwing that in there as, hey, I'm not a saint here.
I gotcha. I understand. All right, everybody, check out Texas's and MMG's channels in the description. If you're on iTunes, go over to YouTube, subscribe to them both. Both great stuff, both great content coming for Madden 19 and for, well, the next couple weeks of 18. But otherwise, hey, thanks for being on, guys. Thanks, Tex. Thanks, MMG. Appreciate it, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Peace out.